Mosaic Restaurant, where every experience is memorable and every meal is a masterpiece. Join us for breakfast, lunch, dinner, happy hour, and weekend brunch in our indoor dining room, bar, and outdoor patios. Enjoy Mosaic handcrafted cocktails, fine wines, craft beers, stone oven pizza, and locally sourced specials. Conveniently located next to the Sheraton Reading Hotel, just steps from Turtle Bay Museum, Sundial Bridge, and beautiful garden. Turtle Bay members enjoy a 10% discount year-round. For menus and reservations, visit mosaicreading.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We've got a couple of hours that enable us to field your questions. Plus, I'm going to share some of the most important health stories of the week. We break it down and provide you with perspective on some of the stories which merely parrot press releases from government agencies and medical journals where journalists often don't do the proper due diligence to find out the true import of some of the studies that are shared. That's something that we do here on Intelligent Medicine. We take sometimes a critical view of things that are offered on the medical scene. 877-726-8255, our number. And let's start with one of your phone calls.
13 years ago, I had about a fibromyalgia. It has come back with a vengeance. I become so in pain that I'm almost paralyzed in my bed. Can't get out. When I do, I walk around like a Frankenstein monster, and I grimace at every movement. About 5 or 6 days ago, I happened to remember a medication that someone had given me. This is something called inomethacin. And I was in such desperation, I took one, and I noticed that about 90 minutes later, I was able to move my legs a little bit more without screaming and grimacing. So, out of desperation again, I've been taking for the last 3 or 4 days now, one capsule per day. And because I am 81 years old, I have been extremely active all my life, and now I feel like a prisoner within my own body. I would appreciate any assistance that you could bring and your thoughts on this medication.
Okay. So, you know, interesting question. This is a person who suffers from body aches. But not all body aches are fibromyalgia. Fibromyalgia is usually a diagnosis of exclusion. Polymyalgia rheumatica, which is a rheumatological condition, is ruled out, and when arthritis is ruled out, you end up with, well, you know, I have an achy body, and okay, so it's fibromyalgia. It's basically a wastebasket diagnosis. So I suggest that, you know, for the pain that you're experiencing, that you get an evaluation, preferably, you know, from your GP or your internist, but even more specifically from a rheumatologist, okay, because they can maybe identify a cause of the problem because of different treatments for different types of pain. Now, indomethacin is often used for gout, and it's pretty helpful for gout, but it's unlikely that you are suffering from gout because gout is usually a localized problem in one joint, usually the big toe, but it could be anywhere in the body, any joint in the body. But it's usually not, you know, a body-wide pain syndrome. And, you know, one way to rule out gout is just check your uric acid. If your uric acid is sky high, yeah, maybe you have gout. But if your uric acid is low, it's highly unlikely that you have gout. Indomethacin doesn't lower your uric acid. It's just an anti-inflammatory drug. It's a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug like, you know, Motrin, Advil, Aleve. But it's very powerful. Also on the spectrum of which NSAIDs are more likely to cause stomach bleeding, it's the worst. It's absolutely the worst. So for, you know, an 80-plus-year-old female to take indomethacin on a daily basis, day in and day out, I think it's a high-risk proposition. And so, you know, maybe you need more specific targeted therapy. You know, I would mention that we recently did a podcast with Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. He's got a new book on long COVID, which has as a feature for some people fibromyalgia, achy body. But he's an expert on fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue. And he has a wonderful book called From Fatigue to Fantastic, which he wrote years ago. I've interviewed him many times. And his protocol for fibromyalgia has actually been validated by, it's one of the few protocols, natural protocols, that's been validated as actually providing relief to patients with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. And it's the SHINE protocol, so it involves, you know, many components, you know, optimizing sleep and reducing inflammation and, you know, making sure that some kind of infection isn't triggering the problem and addressing the microbiome and helping the mitochondria and, you know, on and on. It's you know, many different pieces to achieve relief. But it sounds like, you know, you're doing a little science fair project on yourself that might end badly if you don't get a little bit of guidance, because that particular medication, high risk for GI bleeding, and, oh, besides the point, is that it's only providing you with partial relief. Yeah, I mean, there's a little inflammation going on, and it's a little pain reliever, but it's not that effective for the treatment of what you're describing. 877-726-8255, our number. Folks, did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? I've become really attuned to the need for collagen lately. It's one of the things that's been on my radar screen for a long time. And now, with the advent of a new product that we're talking about here on Intelligent Medicine, I finally found what I believe is the solution. Collagen is the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. It also keeps your skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging, preventing wrinkles, and it supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I now use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. I think it, personally think it's the best formulation that I've come across. Studies show that collagen also has the potential to relieve joint inflammation and pain. So if you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some of the effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information or to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman, or call 888-592-9909. That's 888-592-9909. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, there's a BOGO offer. Buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive multi-collagen protein. I just threw some of that into my shake this morning, and I'm really on the collagen train. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, so there's a lot about MAHA these days, Make America Healthy Again. And, you know, originally this has been propounded by a Democrat, RFK Jr., who has defected to the Republican side. And so, you know, is MAHA a Republican issue now? Well, think again, because Make America Healthy Again cuts across party lines. And evidence of that is a new Senate bill that is being proposed to require warning labels on sugar-sweetened foods and beverages containing non-sugar sweeteners, ultra-processed foods, and foods high in nutrients of concern, such as added sugar, saturated fat, or sodium, and to restrict junk food advertising to children in the Senate of the United States. And who are the sponsors? They are liberal Democrats. Senator Bernie Sanders, Senator Cory Booker, and Senator Welch, who is the co-senator from Vermont, along with Bernie Sanders, have introduced this bill, which requires warning labels on, you know, all these bad foods. And, you know, my opinion, it doesn't have a ghost of a chance of being passed. You know, maybe, you know, if Trump gets elected, maybe if RFK gets put in charge of some initiative to make America healthy again, if indeed the powers that be, the food manufacturers and big agriculture don't conspire to deep six this, lobbyists giving money to congresspeople to obstruct bills like this, I'm not confident that it's going to pass. But the good news is that people are talking about this stuff. And we need to push for these types of changes to our food supply because we're headed off a very, very steep precipice if we continue with the current way that we're feeding ourselves with sugar-sweetened foods and beverages containing artificial sweeteners, ultra-processed foods, and foods high in sugar, saturated fat, and sodium, and junk food, which our kids consume at unprecedented levels, we're going to have some serious problems. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
It takes guts to get through this political season. To keep your gut and digestive tract in top form, cast your vote today for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, the clear choice of health professionals worldwide. A superior probiotic formula. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are uniquely fermented to include prebiotics, the culture medium that provides food to the probiotics, as well as postbiotics, the organic nutrients that result from the fermentation process. Most other probiotics available today do not contain pre- or postbiotics and enter your body empty-handed. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics travel with their full pre- and postbiotic systems, providing the diversity of flora that creates and nourishes the environment in your gut for better and longer-term results. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are ready to go to work for you immediately. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara, during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
According to the latest research from the Department of Education, just 43% of fourth graders in the U.S. are reading at or above the national proficiency level. The facts are clear. Our nation is facing a literacy crisis. But rather than solve the problem, school districts across the country are masking it by lowering standards and redefining proficiency. That is unfair to the children they are trusted to serve. The Leadership Institute's School Board Leaders Program refuses to give up on our nation's children. They deserve better, and we know that they rise to the occasion when we set high standards and believe in them. Reversing this trend demands that our education system get back to the basics of teaching reading, writing, math, and the sciences, and upholding high standards. The success and future of our country depends on the ability of our citizens to read and think. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about how we're working for a world-class education for every student, restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255, our number. And if you call that number during the week, you can record a question, call during the program, and we'll take your call. Let's hear one of those.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm interested in starting Estrovera to help manage menopause symptoms. However, I see that it is plant-derived from rhubarb. I have a history of kidney stones. Do I have concerns in taking Estrovera? Thank you.
Okay, good. Great question. Boy, our audience is so astute because, you know, ordinarily the answer would be, you know, what do kidney stones have to do with taking something that is good for menopause? Estrovera is something that is derived from the Siberian rhubarb plant. You know, not the ordinary rhubarb plant that you put into rhubarb pie in the U.S. It's a distant cousin that's found in Siberia, and it tends to be high in certain isoflavones, kind of like soy, but without a strong estrogenic effect. So, you know, the concern is you take something that's estrogenic and maybe you've had a history of breast cancer, maybe you'll stimulate the breast cancer. I personally believe that these things act more like blockers of the estrogen receptors on cancer, but they can stimulate estrogen receptors that help with hot flashes. I've used the product extensively. It's about, you know, since hot flashes are a complicated problem, it's not a home run for every woman who takes Estrovera. By the way, the maker of that is Metagenics. And, you know, you say, well, she talks about all these products on this program. Where the heck am I going to find these things? Go to Fullscript. which is my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. And FullScript has all these kind of esoteric products. You can shop hundreds of curated supplements in my FullScript dispensary. So when you use this product, you're likely to get some relief, and some women find it a slam dunk in terms of their hot flash symptoms. And so the question is, hey, rhubarb is one of the foods that's highest in oxalates, okay? And if you have kidney stones, most kidney stones, 85% of them are calcium oxalate stones, so you're supposed to be on a low oxalate diet, right? And so maybe it doesn't make sense to take a supplement that is derived from rhubarb because it's going to deliver a lot of oxalates to your kidneys and you'll get stones. Well, in my opinion, that's not much of a problem because if you eat like rhubarb pie, you're going to get not just hundreds but thousands of milligrams of rhubarb. That's a lot of rhubarb, right? Even in a narrow slice of rhubarb pie. Plus, you get a lot of sugar, by the way, because you got to counteract the bitterness of rhubarb, but it tastes good. So the pill is, I think it's like 500 milligrams. So you're going to get some oxalates, but the active ingredients are so potent in there that you don't have to have like a rhubarb pie full of estrovera to alleviate symptoms. You could take one or two pills, at most three pills a day. That's not going to deliver a lot of oxalates to your system. If you have this type of kidney stone, you're concerned about it, you can take additional magnesium, particularly magnesium citrate. Both magnesium and citrate, or citric acid, have anti-oxalate stone properties. And so you can counteract that. Another trick is to take some additional vitamin B6, because vitamin B6 or pyridoxine, has some preventive effects on kidney stones. Hydrate adequately. Don't drink a lot of alcoholic beverages, because alcoholic beverages can actually promote stones. There you have it. I think it's okay to take. So, hey, by the way, do it. Take it for, 6 weeks, 3 months, and see if you get a benefit. And I would like you to call back and share with us if this works for you, because there are other solutions for hot flashes that, you may need to wage war by upping the ante against hot flashes in other ways. It might work. 877-726-8255, remember. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Lots more coming up for you on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI, and it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
You've heard me say for years that NT Factor is the breakthrough supplement that's proven to repair and renew your body's cells. That includes your immune cells, such as your T cells and white blood cells. NT Factor has been shown to contribute to a more robust and effective immune response. So now that we're in cold and flu season, NT Factor is combining with powerful antioxidants, vitamin C and D, to provide you with an immune booster bundle. Vitamin C and D help stimulate the production of white blood cells and activate immune cells, which play a key role in defending against pathogens. Together with NT Factor, they help modulate immune function, reduce inflammation, and promote overall immune health. For a limited time, buy a bottle of NT Factor with D3K2 and get a bottle of C1000 with NT Factor absolutely free. That's a savings of over $26. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Save over $26 on the powerful cocktail of vitamins C and D with NT Factor at ntfactor.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Fott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. I know you all like special free offers, so here's one from the generous folks at Kyolic Age Garlic Extract. They want Intelligent Medicine listeners to be able to access free samples and coupons. So as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, they're offering you coupons and free samples by going to kyolic.com/radio and then click on Dr. Ronald Hoffman. There's no purchase necessary. That's kyolic.com/radio for coupons and free samples from Kyolic Age Garlic Extract, a product that I thoroughly recommend and take and prescribe. It has innumerable benefits. All right, this item, this is a curious item. So there has long been, because of the enormous demand for these new weight loss drugs, they just can't keep up with it. They can't keep up with it, and more people want these drugs. And so for a long time, there has been a shortage of Mounjaro and Zepbound. These are basically, by chemical composition, very similar. Mounjaro for diabetes, Zepbound for weight loss. And so the good news is that Eli Lilly, the makers of Mounjaro and Zepbound, has announced that neither of these drugs are continuing in shortage after nearly 2 years of backlogs. Okay? That's the good news. But for some people, it's not good news. I'll tell you why. It's kind of a paradoxical situation. There is a little bit of a weird kind of workaround. When drugs are in shortage, there's an authorization for what are called compounding pharmacies to make up for the shortage so that the public won't be denied access to the drugs. So compounding pharmacies have been making cheaper versions of Mounjaro and Zepbound and offering them as an alternative to the expensive prescription drugs, which can cost, you know, $1,000 or $1,200 a month. The compounding pharmacies, by volume, can undercut Eli Lilly. And Eli Lilly's not happy about it. And so they've closed the gap. They have now announced that there are no longer any shortages, which technically should shut down the compounding pharmacies, yielding a virtual monopoly to Eli Lilly to charge four-digit figures for monthly dosages of their weight loss and diabetes drugs. Okay? So it's kind of a funny situation, right? Shortage, good, in effect, for consumers, because there are telehealth companies like Hims and Hers. It used to be Hims, but then it became Hims and Hers because first they were selling like medication for male baldness and Viagra and things like that. Now it's become Hims and Hers because now they sell the weight loss drugs that are compounded. Also, Noom, they've utilized this loophole to fill online orders of compounded Mounjaro as well as semaglutide, which is the active ingredient in Ozempic and Wegovy. So you can go online, you can get these drugs. You don't have to see a doctor. They, you know, have some kind of medical, you know, oversight where, I don't know, a nurse practitioner or something jumps on with you and makes sure that it's okay for you to take it. But it's basically a pass-through. Hims is selling semaglutide, which is Ozempic, starting at $200 per month compared to the nearly $1,000 monthly for Ozempic. And when you think about it, these drugs are very cheap to produce. A month's supply of semaglutide can be profitably produced for less than $5. So you're actually not paying for the ingredients. You're paying for the R&D, the research and development costs, and the exclusivity that these companies enjoy. They're gaining windfall profits. So, this is kind of a funny situation because these company pharmacies are actually fighting back, and they're saying they launched an intense campaign in protest. One trade group has already filed a lawsuit to try to reverse the decision because when there's no shortage, there's no business model for these compounding pharmacies offering a workaround. It's kind of interesting. All right. You've heard me say for years that NT Factor is the breakthrough supplement that's proven to repair and renew your body's cells. And that includes your immune cells, such as your T cells and white blood cells. NT factor has been shown to contribute to a more robust and effective immune response. And why not? Your cellular energetics, your mitochondria, are actually supporting your immunity. So now that we're in cold and flu season, NT factor is combining with the powerful antioxidants, vitamin C, as well as vitamin D, to provide you with an immune booster bundle. Vitamin C and D help stimulate the production of white blood cells and activate immune cells, which play a key role in defending against pathogens. And together with NT factor, they help modulate immune function, reduce inflammation, and promote overall immune health. For a limited time, buy a bottle of NT factor with D3K2, and here comes the BOGO, and get a bottle of C100 with NT factor absolutely free. And that's a savings of over $26. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Save over $26 on the powerful cocktail of vitamin C and D with NT factor at ntfactor.com. Okay. This item has to do with the benefits of chocolate. You know, I could have saved this item for Valentine's Day, but that's a long way off, so I'm going to share it with you now. We know that chocolate makes you feel good, right? When, you know, it tastes great. It contains certain phytochemicals, which are said to light up the brain. And it's got sugar in it. And it's got a little caffeine in it, too. So, I mean, all these things add to its mood benefits. But there's a new one. Consumption of 85% cocoa dark chocolate improves mood in association with gut microbial changes in healthy adults. So I thought it was the, you know, all that those nice phytochemicals going to your brain that were responsible for the mood effects. But no, according to this study, they say dark chocolate has long been recognized for its mood-altering properties. So the investigators wanted to evaluate the effects of dark chocolate intake on mood, with special emphasis on the gut-brain axis. So they gave two different dark chocolates. One was 85% and another 70%. So, by the way, folks, you know, if you're taking milk chocolate, you're not going to get this benefit. If you're eating, like, Reese's Pieces or, you know, whatever, that's not going to do it. You got to have dark chocolate. And for some people, that's an acquired taste. And really, chocolate at that concentration is relatively bitter for some people. So they evaluated mood states, and they looked at the microbiome. And here's what they found. Gut microbial diversity was different in consumers of chocolate. And that correlated with beneficial mood. So we found that the observed changes in what's called negative affect scores, like positive affect, happy, negative affect, sad. So your negative affect score means, you know, how bummed out you are. There was a correlation with the diversity and relative abundance of a certain species of bacteria within the intestinal tract, whose growth is fostered by dark chocolate. They said dark chocolate is a prebiotic. It's a food for the good bacteria, which have an impact on mood via the gut-brain axis. So we're getting, you know, look, it's a no-brainer. The chocolate makes you feel good. It's only now that we're discovering by which biological and molecular pathways. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant and offers world-class support. FullScript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line in my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements supporting your cardiovascular health, Clinical Cardio 6, Ubiquinol, and K2, MK7, and D3. This collection offers a powerful combination of targeted nutrients and botanicals that are known to promote optimal cardiovascular health by supporting healthy blood pressure, arterial flexibility, cellular energy production, neutralization of free radicals, protection against oxidative stress, and promotion of healthy vascular structures. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
This forgotten corner of the American kingdom holds all the keys to the White House, and the pollsters ignore it at their peril. Find out who's really going to make the difference in election 2024 on this week's edition.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. From Kansas City, Missouri, since 2017, the Veterans Community Project's focus has been to provide permanent housing to veterans. Brandon Nixon, chief project officer and co-founder, said their model keeps expanding nationwide, enabling them to change thousands of lives. Nixon has worked for 7 years to ensure veterans have a roof over their heads, a sense of pride outside their homes, as they work together to improve their lives and job skills. The project serves more than 1,200 veterans each year in Kansas City. Nixon said there are 7 VCP communities across the country with plans to build more. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Al Hoffman here. Anytime you have a pressing medical question, a little bit of a quandary, and maybe you want to ask about a natural product, something we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine, you can call 877-726-8255, and we'll run it down for you, as we will with this individual. Let's hear it.
My blood work came back indicating I have a low red blood cell count, low white blood cell count, and a low platelet count. What would you advise me to do to raise these levels? Thank you very much.
Okay, so, yeah, this is a really common condition as people age. And, you know, one way of summarizing this is to say that the factory for all the different constituents of blood, which are mainly red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets, that the factory in the bone marrow gets tired and it gets old, and it ceases to efficiently produce not just one constituent, which would be, you know, red blood cells, you'd have anemia, but you've got plenty of white blood cells, or you have a reduction in your platelets, which is thrombocytopenia, but everything else is normal. But everything all across the board is reduced, and that is called pancytopenia. And there are a variety of causes for this. It could be that it's not the bone marrow, that there's some autoimmune disease that's wiping out these, you know, things. It could be some form of toxicity due to medications. You know, we need to take a medication history and see, you know, if there's any possible harm from medications you're taking. And I've seen that. I've actually seen that. But the main cause is probably something called myelofibrosis, which is kind of a deterioration of the bone marrow. And so you might say, well, what's the miracle grow for bone marrow? You know, taking like lots of vitamins, is that going to make the bone marrow pump out more things? And sometimes that is the case. You know, you may have a nutritional deficiency. It's not a bad idea to cover your bases and make sure you have adequate levels of all the requisite nutrients. You know, adequate protein for synthesis of, and, you know, adequate iron, which is more about the red blood cells than the white blood cells and the platelets, and the B vitamins, which also pertain to synthesis of blood products. But it sometimes, you know, the problem is not with the raw materials, the problem is with the factory. And so if I said, you know, I can't get my new car, what's wrong? Send more glass, some more steel, more aluminum, more plastic to the factory. Well, the problem is that the workers at the factory are on strike. And so all those raw materials is going to pile up, and they won't go into my new car, won't speed up the arrival date. So there are now treatments. First of all, you have to get a diagnosis, so you need to go to a hematologist. Presumably you did. If you didn't, you should, because hematologists specialize in dealing with these blood disorders. And what is interesting is that there are some real new potent innovations for myelofibrosis, if this is what you have. There are actually some new monoclonal antibody drugs, I think there are now three, that are used to amp up production of both red, white blood cells and platelets. And, you know, it's one of these new things. Actually, one of the innovators in this field is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. He's like my namesake. He's a big myelofibrosis guy at Mount Sinai here in New York. And he used to get, you know, sometimes his mail by mistake, or even a couple of times people showed up by mistake at my office, you know, who were supposed to have appointments with him. He is an innovator in this field, and so there are actually some new breakthrough treatments to boost it. And so another thing that, you know, especially is a potential for men, is you can take some androgens. If you take some testosterone, I mean, it's limited in its effects on platelets and white blood cells, but it will increase your red blood cell count. And if you are low T, you know, one of the things you might consider is it might improve your strength, your motivation, your ability to fend off sarcopenia, as well as amp up your production of red blood cells if that's appropriate for you. But it's kind of a workaround, and it's not really a definitive fix for all the blood constituents which you're lacking. So there you have it. All right. This item is kind of interesting because it's kind of the law of unintended consequences. You know, we want to increase awareness about our bodies in as many ways as possible. And so we have trackers. First tracker that we had was, you know, the step tracker, right? And it's incorporated into everybody's Apple Watch these days. We can see how many steps we took. I take long walks, and I go, oh, I'd like to see how many steps I took. Oh, wow, 12,000 steps. Awesome, great. I hit my quotient for the day. But there are all kinds of apps now that measure your VO2 max, your heart rate variability. You've got sleep apps like the Oura Ring and others that talk about the efficiency of your sleep. And another one whose time has come, and I think this is a really great innovation, is the continuous glucose monitor. It's a little like a disc that you put on your arm, and it will give you continuous readout of your blood sugar. It's great for diabetics, but also for ordinary people. You can see what, you know, the effect of lack of sleep or the effect of, you know, eating, putting on the feed bag, or, you know, is exercise mitigating their blood sugar spikes. It's a great device for self awareness about the impacts of various things you do on your blood sugar. But an unintended consequence, cases of adverse mental health outcomes developing with continuous glucose monitoring. You know, leave it to people to screw things up. Using a continuous glucose monitor, they say here, can cause harm to mental and physical health and may not be advisable for some people, according to study results presented at the American Psychiatric Nurses Association conference. So a lot of people doing this, and whether or not they have diabetes, you can get a little obsessive about this. Case one, a 64-year-old woman with type 1 diabetes, obsessive-compulsive disorder. Of course, she had that, anxiety, and anorexia. Okay, she had an eating disorder. The patient had developed an obsession with maintaining glucose levels at 70 or less to prevent diabetic complications. Well, she's got type 1 diabetes, so it's very hard to maintain your glucose at 70 or less. This behavior manifested as severe anorexia. She wasn't eating anything. She had a BMI of 16, which is very, very low body mass. Her teenage child was suddenly taken into custody by the Department of Children and Families because mom wasn't capable of taking care of her. And the patient was hospitalized with anorexia and later on developed dementia. She developed frequent hypoglycemic episodes, which contributed to the onset of dementia. So you can go over the top with this. And so don't get carried away with your devices. All right, folks, been great. Your questions are always welcome. Send them to 877-726-8255 or email us at drhoffman.net. And go to drhoffman.com for all things related to intelligent medicine. Become a more informed listener by listening to our podcast, subscribe to our newsletter, and follow us on social media. And have yourselves a great weekend. And go Yankees and Mets. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Having to stretch every dollar a little further these days? You're not alone. At Kyolic, we've got some tips, free samples, and coupons to help you keep costs down. Go to kyolic.com/radio for yours.
With a budget-conscious diet and smart supplement shopping, you can navigate higher prices while maintaining your physical and financial health. Look for multifunctional supplements like Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic offers formulas to support cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, blood sugar balance, stress relief, and more for men and women. Aged Garlic Extract is backed by clinical studies that have shown it to provide many cardiovascular and immune health benefits. To help you stay healthy on a budget, get free Kyolic samples and in-store coupons on our website. Go to kyolic.com/radio. That's kyolic.com/radio. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at natural health retailers.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tasha Stevens. Former President Trump addresses a big crowd in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Sunday evening.
No tax on tips also, as you know, and no tax for all different groups we're covering, right? And no tax on overtime. So if you work overtime, that's been the big sleeper. And you know another good one? I think something that's going to be really good is you can fully deduct your interest payments when you buy a car.
At a McDonald's in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, Mr. Trump introduced himself to the franchise owner.
I'm looking for a job, and I've always wanted to work at McDonald's, but I never did. I'm running against somebody that said she did, but it turned out to be a totally phony story. So if you don't mind, I want to work the French fry counter.
After spending about 15 minutes handing out French fries to surprise drivers in the drive-thru, former president told reporters he's now worked at McDonald's longer than Kamala Harris ever has. A new contract is reached for mail carriers. Jackie Quinn has more on the story.
The U.S. Postal Service says it welcomes an agreement reached with the National Association of Letter Carriers Union. The tentative contract agreement still must be ratified by some 200,000 mail delivery workers. The members of the Letter Carriers Union have been working without a contract for more than a year. The deal includes backdated pay raises and the promise that their mail trucks will be updated with air conditioning. Letter carriers who work in cities will see 3 annual pay raises by 2025 and cost of living adjustments. Rural workers are covered by a different union. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
America loses a hero.
One of them.
last remaining Navajo code talkers who transmitted messages during World War II has died. John Kinzel Sr. was 107. Hundreds of Navajos were recruited by the Marines to serve as code talkers in the war, transmitting messages using a code based on their then unwritten native language. The Japanese were thoroughly confused. Code talkers participated in all assaults the Marines had in the Pacific, including bloody battles at Guadalcanal, Iwo Jima, and Okinawa. Semper Fi, Marine. Jason Walker reporting.
Millions of Americans are taking advantage of early voting. More than 13.7 million registered voters have cast ballots either in person or by mail as of Sunday. Early voting begins Saturday in Massachusetts and Nevada. More at townhall.com. SpaceX files a lawsuit against a California agency this week.
The California Coastal Commission made its decision despite the U.S. Air Force endorsing the plan on the grounds that more launches of Starlink and Starshield, the defense-focused unit, are critical to national security. In the lawsuit, SpaceX says that the commission engaged in, quote, naked political discrimination when some commissioners cited the political activity of CEO Elon Musk while also trying to unlawfully regulate federal agency activities. Akash Tagouli, vice president of Americans for Prosperity, told the Salem Radio Network that the California Coastal Commission is practicing socialism.
It should be terrifying to any American who even somewhat believes in free markets, free enterprise, and the concept of private companies.
Bernie Bennett reporting.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says he agrees with Elon Musk on this. A drone launched from Lebanon targeted Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's home north of Tel Aviv Saturday. He and his wife were not home. On X, he said they made a grave mistake. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Sultan, I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap with my friend and special guest, Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner and operator of Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Hello, Steve. Thank you for having me on today. And as always, hopefully we can... I can provide a lot of great information for your listeners today that they get a lot of value from the show today.
Absolutely. And if you do want to reach out to Ben Socek again with Home Downsizing Solutions, here's the toll-free number. Be sure to write that down, 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005. You could also go online. It's a fantastic website at homedownsizing.com. Homedownsizing.com. And Ben, you've been in the business for a long time, and you have helped so many seniors transition from their home to a senior living community. And you and I were talking, off air, and you were mentioning that the big catch 22 when trying to sell your house and move to a senior care community, sometimes there's a major timing issue there.
There absolutely is, Steve. I've been getting more calls than usual, the way it seems, in the last 6 months that kind of have this theme running through it where a person wants to downsize. They want to move into a senior apartment or some type of senior living community, but they have stuff that they want to get rid of, and they don't have room for everything where they're going, of course. And so when they talk to an estate sale company or auctioneer to take care of the stuff that they don't want, of course, some of those companies want to make sure that the person is moved and out of the house so that they can get into the house, organize the things to have an in-house auction, and don't have to be worried about someone living there. And, of course, that presents problems if a person needs to sell the house in order to get funds to make that transition, then they're really stuck between what do you do? And so I've run into that several times recently, and thought that would be a good subject to discuss today.
Okay, and I can definitely see how the timing of that would be an issue. I've worked with so many people who, say, for example, they're moving from their home to a continuing care retirement community. So they're going to downsize and begin in the independent living part of that community. And more often than not, you have a fairly large, a six-figure entrance fee. And a lot of folks are wanting to or maybe needing to use the equity from the sale of their house to then pay that entrance fee. So and that is a catch-22. So I'm ready to move, but my house isn't sold yet. So how do you work with that and work with clients to solve that issue, that catch-22?
Sure. And also, it doesn't just apply, I'll step back a little bit, doesn't necessarily apply just to individuals that are moving to a community with a big moving fee, but we work with people that maybe the home is the only asset that they have. And so they're not looking for a big entrance fee community, but they still have a need to raise funds in order to make that transition. But to answer your question, what we've done numerous times over the past years is we can step in, we can buy the house, we can get the seller just about all of their funds because we want to hold a little bit of those funds in escrow for our protection, to make sure that the house, that we get the house that we think we're getting,
yeah,
and so that there's no damage being done. But the seller gets the funds right away, usually within that week or two of us having a contract, because we can close very quickly. And then they have the funds to make that transition. And in a case where they're looking to work with an estate sale company or auction company, they can make that transition. The estate or auction company can come in, organize their things, monetize those things as best they can, and then we can take possession of the house after all of that is done. And if there's any items or stuff that's left over that doesn't sell or that nobody wants, then we can take care of that for them. So there's no additional fees for cleaning or for a dumpster, anything like that that they would normally encounter.
Yeah, and that's a huge benefit. And like you said, you know, you may not be moving to independent living, maybe moving to long-term care, assisted living, you may need memory care, and having access to that cash on hand from the sale of your house, that can make the difference between being able to move to a senior care community or not.
That's absolutely right. So, again, to some people, there's value in that. To some people, there's not. But a lot of people that we work with obviously do find value in that benefit to make everything work well together when they're faced with those issues. So there's a lot of what do I do now type of questions. And with us being able to buy the house, work with the estate sale companies or the auction companies, and then take care of all the stuff that's not wanted or needed afterwards, that just takes care of a lot of the issues.
All right. And that would also, I think, calm some fears or concerns of what am I going to do with all of this stuff? And with that, let's talk about your new book. It's called Stress-Free Home Downsizing, A Senior's Guide to Selling Your House and Simplifying Your Life. And, Ben, I've looked through the book. It is a fantastic resource. And for our listeners, you know, most people, the most daunting part of moving again, from your home to a senior care community is, what do we do with all of this stuff? I mean, I'm working with a gentleman right now. He has an 8-foot-tall papier-mâché elephant in his house in Texas, and he wants to move it to an assisted living community here in Kansas City. So what, can you do it? Can you not? I mean, he's very attached to this elephant, so and I can't wait to see it. I'm pretty sure he's bringing it, but you know, and he has a whole house of other stuff that it could be overwhelming with the thought of just trying to go through decades worth of your stuff and trying to figure out what do I keep, what's going to fit, what's going to not fit, what do I throw away, what do I donate. So I would encourage our listeners to reach out to Ben Socek, ask for a copy of his brand new book. It is fantastic. It is so helpful, and it could make the difference of you just sitting in really kind of paralyzed, just with fear, just being overwhelmed. And so Ben, with that, let's jump in. We'll have to we'll get a good start on this, and then we'll continue it after the break. But you're calling it the Home Downsizing Solutions 6-Month Plan. So what is that all about?
Sure, Steve. One of the things that we've summarized in the book is to, if people have the time, of course, it can be compressed if it needs to be, but what we found is 6 months is a good time frame for people that want to transition to a smaller home, apartment, or senior living community. And so we tried to break that down into a 6-month plan to the first thing, of course, is just to begin, to do something. And we'd like to address, you know, the stuff in the house, of course, is usually the big hurdle or the biggest hurdle, getting the house ready to sell, finding.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Like big time, reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, how much is the book? What does it cost?
The book retails for $17.99 on Amazon.com, but for select listeners, just contact us at homedownsizingsolutions.com or homedownsizing.com, or you can call us toll-free, 855-291-5005.
All right, excellent. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. When working with Home Downsizing Solutions, you must completely empty your house and remove all of your stuff before moving. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families, and I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855 855- 800-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com. Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
This forgotten corner of the American kingdom holds all the keys to the White House, and the pollsters ignore it at their peril. Find out who's really going to make the difference in election 2024 on this week's edition.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. From New Jersey, Operation Care Package is returning to Westwood and Washington Township this year for a fourth time, seeking donations to brighten the day of local servicemen and women stationed across the globe. This year, however, it's not just those on active duty who will be helped by the community. Organizers also want to ensure needy and homeless veterans have the supplies they need to get through the day. Operation Care Package started 3 years ago as an effort to help active members of the military from Westwood and Washington Township, and it's expanded to serve relatives and friends of people who live in the two towns as well. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. When working with home downsizing solutions, you must completely empty your house and remove all of your stuff before moving. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Ben, with your firm, your company, Home Downsizing Solutions, you do not have to empty your house. As you had mentioned before, you can take what you want, sell what you want, and if there's still stuff in the house, that's part of your service, and you can handle that for them.
That's absolutely correct, Steve. We try to do everything that we can to make it easy for a person that wants to sell a house and downsize into a smaller home, apartment, or senior living as easy as possible. And so whether that means bringing in an estate sale or auction company to try and monetize the things that a homeowner wants to monetize, we can help with that. Once we buy the house, the person doesn't have to worry about moving any of the stuff that they don't care about anymore or that doesn't sell. We buy the house completely as is in any condition and with or without all the stuff. So a person does not have to worry about that.
All right, excellent. And again, one of the huge concerns about moving, and frankly, I've seen so many people they'll just sit there and do nothing because they're so overwhelmed with moving and what do I do with all of my stuff and what can I take, what can I sell, what do I donate, what do I throw away, all those sort of things. So as part of your book, which is excellent, Stress-Free Home Downsizing, A Senior's Guide to Selling Your House and Simplifying Your Life, on page 180, it's the six-month plan, the home downsizing six-month plan. And I love how you've broken this down into six steps. So the first one, begin slow and easy. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. The first thing, I think, as you mentioned just now, is the biggest hurdle for someone that wants to make the transition is just to take the first step. Obviously, if you live in a house for 20, 30, or 40 years, you accumulate things, or at least most of us do anyway, and it can seem completely overwhelming to make the transition because a person just does not know where to start. And so that's really the first major step, is just to start doing something. Choose a room that you don't use anymore. Choose a room that maybe doesn't have much in, but start somewhere. And so that's really what the first step that we discuss is just to start somewhere and make that first move.
Yeah, just start slow and easy. And like you said, make the decision. Maybe that's the toughest spot, the toughest part of this. And then like you said, just start slow and easy. The second one is your stuff will all find the right home, which may be hard to believe in the beginning, but that's 100% true.
Correct. One of the recommended methods of dealing with things in the house is to make three or four different categories or maybe piles of items. Things that you know you don't want to take with you for sure. Two, a category of things you know that you're going to want to move with you. And three, possibly an unknown or I'm not sure. Although a lot of organizing services will tend to say don't do that, but that's one of the options, as well as a category of things that you want to have to give away to others. So whether that's family items, heirlooms, things that you want to keep in your family to hand those down, assuming the rest of the family wants those items. But maybe there are memories or documents that pertain to previous generations. So those are kind of the different categories. And so if you can start in one room and sort the items into different categories, that's kind of the next step.
I'll tell you what, I love the idea of I'm not sure. I like the I'm not sure category. That reduces the pressure. You don't have the pressure of, well, I have to make a decision now. I'm not sure about it, so I'm going to put it in my unsure category, and I'll just come back to that. I think it's a great idea. And I've always told my kids, my wife is big into scrapbooking. She does that with her mom and her aunt. And these ladies sit around for like 2 days over a weekend, and they'll talk, you know, all day, clear up to midnight, and they'll scrapbook, you know, photos, and they make all sorts of little things around it, and the background paper and everything. And they're really neat, and they're all family photos of memories. And I said, you kids are going to be fighting over those books. You know, when we're gone, you're going to want that. So that's one of those items where it may not seem like a big deal, but it's a huge deal because it's a very personal item. It's sentimental, and it holds – it's really everything. It's a whole family history.
Correct. And what I've done with our family, not to kind of get stuck on this, but I think it is an important thing, where what has happened generations ago to me anyway wasn't very important to me until recently when I had the opportunity to go to the Czech Republic to research where my ancestors came from. And it now is much more important to me where my family came from and the struggles that they had to go through to give me and my family the life that we have. And so what I've done is to digitize or try to digitize a lot of the documents. So we don't have just a book, but we have a Google Drive in our case where I can share it with my siblings, where everything is going to be there. I interviewed my mom before she passed away and asked her a lot of questions that I thought others would want to know. And so I think any time that you can do that is going to be important. because by digitizing it, it's going to keep their memories, that information, and the documentation around, not just for a few years, but for the next one or two, three generations.
Yeah, I mean, if it's digitized, it's in cyberspace somewhere forever. So that's right. That's a great idea. All right, now I'm going to have to start digitizing all my stuff, Ben. So I know we're getting the attention of a lot of folks on this with this conversation, and clearly we're not going to have time to get through the rest of the items. Maybe we can talk about them next time, but you know, it's just reassuring you that your house will be ready to sell, and you'll find the best new home for yourself, and it goes on and on. There's 6 points here, but again, reach out to Ben Socek, Stress-Free Home Downsizing, A Senior's Guide to Selling Your House and Simplifying Your Life. And you can reach out to Ben at 855-291-5005, or you could visit online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben's going to hook you up with this book, and just for being a listener of Senior Care Live. Is that right, Ben?
That's absolutely correct. If we can help any of the listeners out, that's what we're here to do.
All right. And then once you get your book, you can read through the rest of them, and maybe Ben and I, the next time we're together on air, we can finish out the rest of the 6-month plan.
I think that sounds like a great plan to go through those better.
Yep, absolutely. So, okay. All right. Well, thank you, Ben. I really appreciate your time, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Thank you very much, and hope all the listeners have a great day as well.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hey, this is Carl Lindebach. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Join us as we celebrate a milestone in American history, the 249th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Mark your calendars for November 10th at the Wind River Event Center, where everyone is invited to honor the Marines in style. The celebration kicks off with a march to colors featuring the Jefferson pipes and drums as we pay tribute to our oldest and youngest Marines. This unforgettable evening includes a delicious dinner, birthday cake, and dancing. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. That's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. Again, that's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. We can't wait to celebrate with you on November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. See you there.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The Ramsey Show.
When you're walking around with a little picket in your hand and saying, I demand $22 to work at McDonald's, then you don't get to bitch about inflation.
Yes.
Because you caused it.
It's The Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Your financial future with an annuity. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons. We have for you a free book on maximizing your income in retirement. It's from Silac Insurance, one of the nation's leading financial firms. That's right, it's free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Get ready to write a number down. This free book unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We have 1,000 of these ready to give away today. So please call Silac Insurance right now. 800-250-8624. 800-250-8624. 800-250-8624. That's 800-250-8624.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
If you want to do something, just do it. Don't let nobody stop you.
What do you like to do outside of school?
I like writing a lot, and I like baking because baking calms me down.
What do you like about writing?
It allows me to say the words that I can say out loud. So it's just me, my pen, and my notebook, and just writing my thoughts and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Here's the number one thing to remember. Don't be afraid to fail. Every one of us fails. It seems like you're hiding behind your pencil. No offense to say this, but that's what I say. You're fine. Step up. That's how real leaders are born.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so I know that we've been talking quite a bit about Medicare on the program recently, but it's for very good reason. So just as a reminder, the Medicare, a lot of people refer to it as open enrollment, but that's something different. The annual election period, AEP, has already started. So October the 15th, and this is every single year, October the 15th through December the 7th. And that is your opportunity to meet with your Medicare representative, Medicare broker, whoever you work with, and review all of your Medicare coverage, your plans, and then that's the opportunity to consider making any changes. And this year, with all of the turmoil and all of the changes, this year, more than any year that I've personally seen, this is the year that you do not want to skip your Medicare review. So here's an example. Earlier this week, I worked with a very nice lady, and her mother has Blue Cross Blue Shield Advantage. And as you may recall, when we were speaking with my friend Mark Squires, he informed everyone that Blue Cross Blue Shield is getting out of the Advantage business. Okay, so she will be calling Mark Squires to make the changes from that discontinued as of the end of the year. It's discontinued. It will no longer be offered. She'll be making a change from that to a traditional Medicare supplement. Now, here's the catch. To switch from an Advantage plan to a Medicare supplement, let's say a Plan G or a Plan N or whatever you might be interested in, traditionally you would have to qualify for that supplement with medical underwriting. So you would have to have reasonably good health to do so. However, this is a fantastic opportunity because there's a kind of a technicality. Because that plan will no longer be offered, she will be able to enroll her mother in a Medicare supplement. I think she's going to sign up for a Plan G, I believe, with no medical underwriting. And her mother has some health issues that would traditionally disqualify her from doing so. But this is an exception to the normal rules, again, and a fantastic opportunity to make that change. So, if this is catching your attention, and you're like, wait a minute, I think we need to look into that, I would reach out to our friend, again, Mark Squires. He's the Medicare whisperer, and he'll take good care of you. Anywhere in the country, just give him a call. All right, and then, again, I'm going to be preaching about this and harping on this for a while. Do not wait until the last minute to search for a senior care community. I'm seeing waiting lists all over the place. They're very common. And here's the bottom line. If you put that off too long, you drag your feet. I'm just not up for it. Or whatever it is, if you put it off too long, you may not be able to get into your preferred senior care community because of a wait list. So if you wait till the last second, you're like, okay, well, now we're going to go look, and we need to get mom or dad moved here in a couple of weeks. All right, you're probably not going to be able to get into the best places, because the best places currently have waiting lists. And I haven't seen this, I think, ever. So typically the demand is the lowest during the summer months, and I've talked about this several times, and then it tends to increase toward the end of the year, and then it pops up and it peaks out. Peak demand January, February, and well into March, and then it starts to drop down to the summer months, and that's the lowest demand. So that's the cycle. However, due to an increasing demand, just overall, just the numbers are just increasing. More and more people are needing or choosing to move to a senior care community. That demand drop down maybe just a tiny bit, but it's still really, really high, and that is causing waiting lists in the middle of the summer. And usually we have availability during the middle of the summer, but not this last summer and not right now. And it's only going to get worse and worse and worse. If you need help going through all of that search and selection process, if you want to be proactive, like right now, my firm, Senior Care Consulting, we're working with several clients and families right now, and they're doing their planning. They're going through that search and selection process. They're getting their name on a wait list, and they're not planning on moving until after the first of the year, maybe several of them actually into the spring. But they're on top of it. They're out ahead of it. They're being proactive. And some of the places that we're looking at, the waiting list, their name won't even rise up to number one until the springtime. So it's perfect timing. So if you think, oh, we're 6, 9, maybe even 12 months out, is it too early? No, it's not too early. Get out ahead of that. If you need help with that, you can call me at Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800, or you could visit the website seniorcareconsulting.com and reach out that way. But you know, bottom line, again, just don't wait, and you will thank me later for that. Okay, so how about that? All right, so I want to spend a little bit of time today. You know, last week I talked about the top four reasons that should trigger that conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. And now I want to shift gears and say, okay, so what happens if you've made that decision? Okay, we made the decision to move, and now we need to go out and we need to check out some places, make some decisions, choose a place, again, get on the wait list, et cetera. Well, you don't just run out the door and go look at the place down the street and look at this place that Sally mentioned at church last weekend, and et cetera, et cetera. Don't do that scattered kind of a shotgun approach. You're wasting your time. Okay, that is one of the many reasons that the average person will spend 50 to 100 hours driving around, running around, checking out all these places, because they're wasting their time, because a lot of the places don't even fit their needs. But they're doing the best that they can, that they know how, and they're just going out and checking out places. So don't do that. Let's have more of a focused approach, and I'm going to help you with that right now, what to determine before ever beginning your search. Number one, what level of care do you require? Now, I look at level of care as related to their licensure. So all of these care communities must operate within the guidelines of licensure. The licensure says what you can and cannot and must do. So the level of care that you could choose would be long-term care. A lot of people still refer to that as a nursing home. That's that highest level of care. It's the medical model, long-term care. They could choose the assisted living level of care, where it's more of a social model, helping you with those activities of daily living. You could choose a residential care facility. RCF is what it's typically referred to as an abbreviation. I consider that just kind of a general description, kind of assisted living light, just a little bit on the lighter side, but still at that, very similar to assisted living, just a little less staffing. And that's just kind of a general quick hit on that. You could consider Home Plus. Home Plus, at least in the state of Kansas, we have a carve-out. Home Plus is an assisted living level of care, but it's offered. It's offered literally in a house. And you'll have typically a ranch-style house that can accommodate 6 to up to 12 residents, and that at the assisted living type of a level. And you could also choose something that's not very common these days, an intermediate care facility, which is very similar to a long-term care community without the Medicare-certified therapy offering, if you will. Okay, so what to determine before your search? And I'll tell you what, right now, there are a lot of people saying, wait a minute, what are you talking about? Long-term care, assisted living, residential care, Home Plus, intermediate care facility. I just need to go out and find a place for my mom, my dad, my spouse, and I'm just going to go out and check out some places. Well, no. What if you need long-term care, but you're wasting your time in an assisted living community? Or vice versa. You're spending hours looking at assisted living communities, but what you really need is long-term care. All right, so the first thing you must determine before ever even thinking about doing your search is what level of care do you require? And coming up, I'll continue on what to determine before beginning your search for a senior care community.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com, SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Title IX was a game changer for girls and women in the United States. This law opened up opportunities for us to compete in sports, earn scholarships, and excel in academics. It has been the key to unlocking a lifetime of experiences and achievements. My generation will be robbed of this right. On August 1st, President Biden's changes to Title IX will go into effect, and it will be death by a thousand cuts. Adding gender identity to the law's protections will give boys and men the right to compete in our sports, access our locker rooms, and steal our scholarships. This is unfair. We are being erased. Our safety, dignity, and opportunities will disappear, and in a few years, we'll wonder how this happened. Here and now, we must stand up for the truth and for our existence. My future depends on it. Visit RileyGainsCenter.org to learn more. On August 1st, President Biden's changes to Title IX will go into effect. Visit RileyGainsCenter.org to learn more. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we're expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the really, really important issue of what to determine before ever thinking about beginning your search. This will save you, I'll say, it'll cut your time at least in half. So if the average person spends 50 to 100 hours running around checking out all these places, talking to all these people, getting confused because they're hearing different things from different people, but isn't that the same? Oh, no, it's not the same, right? So it really turns out to be a mess. So this could save you at least 25 to 50 hours. I would say maybe even more. So determine your level of care, and the next, you need to determine your type of care. So what I mean by that is, do you need general care? I don't have any real fancy term for that. It's just general, everyday care and support. All right. Do you require memory care? And remember, memory care is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. And there are some very specific things offered in memory care that definitely would set that apart from general care. You have codes on the doors. You have more staffing. You have just less of everything, less stimulation, you know, et cetera, et cetera. It goes on and on and on. as I've discussed many times on the program. Do you need the type of care? Do you need skilled nursing and rehab? That's something pretty specific. So where you would need skilled nursing and rehab would be, let's say, a real typical example. You have a fall, you fracture a hip, you go to the hospital, you have that hip repaired or maybe even replaced. You're in the hospital for 3 or 4 days, and then you move on to a long-term care community that offers skilled nursing and rehab. And then Medicare would pay for that skilled nursing and rehab up to 100 days maximum. I don't know too many people that get even close to that. Usually 3 or 4 weeks, 5, 6 weeks, you're good to go. But it could last up to 100 days max. So that's something very specific. And by the way, you can't get skilled nursing and rehab at the assisted living level of care. It's not allowed. The only place you can get skilled nursing and rehab is at a long-term care community. Right? So you see, this starts to get very specific, and it starts to get maybe a little bit overwhelming and confusing. That's why senior care consulting works with so many people, so many families, because, you know, we eat, drink, and breathe this stuff and live it every single day. So this is very easy for someone like me. If you're brand new to all of this, it's going to be at least overwhelming, at least. Okay? What type of care? Do you need mental health care? All right, that's in a completely different category. What if you need hospice care? What if you need respite care? So what to determine before ever beginning your search? You need to determine the level of care and the type of care required. And then the next one, the big 800-pound gorilla in the room, so to speak, the payment method. How are you going to pay for this stuff? It is all very expensive. All of it is very expensive. So if you hear the term private pay, that means that you are paying privately out of pocket with your own resources. So private pay means you're going to write a check every month. And you're going to be shelling out a lot of cash. Let me say that. Are you going to pay with it through your Medicare coverage, your Medicare insurance coverage? And Medicare is fantastic, but it's very limited to what it will pay for and how long it will pay for it. Are you going to need or qualify for Medicaid? I've talked about all these things many times on the program. Medicaid, I like to call Medicaid or refer to it as, it's that safety net that says if you should outlive your assets but need long-term care, then the Medicaid program is there, is that safety net to catch you. And they say that Medicaid will pay for the majority of the cost of long-term care. And then what about long-term care insurance? I've met a lot of folks who have long-term care insurance, and they're so happy they invested in that insurance policy because now when it starts paying out, man, that thing is worth its weight in gold, maybe even in platinum. All right. What about the VA aid and attendance program or benefit? Do you qualify for the VA aid and attendance program? We're going to be talking a lot more about that very specifically coming up fairly soon. So what to determine before you ever begin your search? You need to know the level of care and the type of care, and then the payment method. How are you going to pay for this? Next, location parameters. So how far, I like to ask this question, how far are you willing to drive to get the best care? Now, some people are like, okay, it can only be in Olathe, Kansas. And that's, or they'll say, you know, some city or some very small geographic area. Okay, if we need to go a little bit further than that, how far out can we look? And so, and you don't want that to be, well, anywhere in the Midwest. Okay, well, that's way too much. That's way too open, right? So ideally, what location would you like to choose? And then how far out from that preferred location, are you willing to drive or travel to receive the best care? Last but not least, any personal preferences and needs. So this is something very specific that might be a little bit out of the norm. So, for example, one of my clients said, And we talked about this, and he said, Steve, never serve my mother foul. And I'm like, what? What? Come again? What was that? Never serve my mother foul. He said, no chicken sandwiches at my house growing up. Definitely no turkey at Thanksgiving, ever. He said, if it has a beak on it, she's not eating eggs, forget it. She won't complain, but she won't eat. She'll just go without. Okay, well, no one would guess that, and his mother had Alzheimer's, so he spoke for her, and he informed the staff about this so that they wouldn't even offer her that. They would just offer her other things that she would enjoy eating and that she would eat. Okay, so what to determine before ever even thinking about beginning your search? You need to know what level of care you'll need, what type of care you'll need, payment method, how are you going to pay for it, location parameters, and personal preferences and needs. If all of this sounds a little bit overwhelming, that's because it is. I mean, there's
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. An investigation continues following a dock collapse.
Authorities are investigating a deadly ferry dock gangway collapse on Georgia's Sapelo Island that happened Saturday afternoon, killing at least seven people. Captain Chris Hodge with Georgia Department of Natural Resources.
Once we got on scene, we realized that we have possibly 20 people or more that have went into the water because of the collapse of this gangway.
Sapelo Island is about 60 miles south of Savannah, reachable by boat. Crowds had gathered for a celebration by the island's Gullah Geechee community of black slave descendants. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. is investigating the leak of two top-secret documents showing American intel recording possible Israeli plans for carrying out an attack on Iran. The documents were leaked on the social media app Telegram Friday. Both documents were marked top-secret. Neither President Biden nor Kamala Harris called Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after an Iranian-backed assassination attempt by Hezbollah Saturday. A drone hit his house. The Times of Israel reported that President Trump spoke with Netanyahu after the event, as well as Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. United Kingdom Prime Minister Keir Starmer also called Netanyahu. Biden's had a frosty relationship with him, and Kamala Harris used a meeting with Netanyahu to issue a statement blasting Israel for its military action in Gaza. Former President Trump took his campaign to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Sunday evening, pointing out that the Biden-Harris administration has reversed his achievements in the energy sector.
They blew. We had the best. We were energy independent. First time, I think, ever. We're energy independent, and now we're getting oil from Venezuela. We're getting tar from Venezuela.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing. even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Wireless and fixed network equipment maker Nokia reports better-than-expected third-quarter earnings.
The earnings increase was somewhat offset by the company's sales dive of 8%, largely due to a weaker India market. The Finland-based company reported a net profit of $389 million for the July to September period, up 22% from $318 million a year earlier. Nokia has suffered this year and last year from operators cutting back on investments into 5G and other telecom technology because of economic uncertainty and high financing costs. Jeremy House reporting.
Jury selection begins Monday in Manhattan in the trial of Daniel Penny, a Marine veteran who placed a violent passenger in a chokehold on a subway train. His defense team plans to argue it was justified because Neely was a career criminal threatening passengers with violence. News and analysis at townhall.com. Hurricane Oscar makes landfall in the Bahamas.
Hurricane Oscar has made landfall in the southeastern Bahamas and was heading towards Cuba, an island recently beleaguered by a massive power outage. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said the storm center arrived on Great Inagua Island. It's expected to produce a dangerous storm surge that could produce significant coastal flooding there and in other areas of the southeastern Bahamas. 2 to 4 inches of rainfall are expected, with isolated amounts of up to 6 inches. Forecasters said 5 to 10 inches of rain and even isolated amounts of up to 15 inches are expected across eastern Cuba through Tuesday. I'm Karen Schemmer.
U.S. Navy jet that crashed near Mount Rainier in Washington State is found along with the remains of its two crew members. The jet went down during a routine training mission on Tuesday. Crash debris was located by an aerial search. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Intelligent medicine means the best of high-tech medicine and the best of natural therapies. Putting those together for you has been my job over the last nearly 40 years since we started in the 1980s. We are the longest-running physician-hosted radio program on the air. And our number is 877-726-8255. You can use that number to call during the program or any time during the week should you desire to pose a question or perhaps share a medical experience. Maybe you've tried some of the things that we've talked about on this program and you'd like to provide us with feedback. 877-726-8255 anytime during the week or during the program when we're not live on the air. You can record a question. And we got so much to talk about today. There's lots going on the health front. As usual, my job is to break it down for you. And so one of the big stories this week has been a protest at the Battle Creek Kellogg headquarters. Kellogg's the makers of breakfast cereals. And what that's all about is that protesters are demanding that Kellogg remove artificial colors from cereals. They brought boxes containing 20,000 signatures on a petition. They gathered outside the company's headquarters Tuesday, calling for the removal of artificial dyes from such cereals as Fruit Loops, after the company promised it would do so by 2018. But it hasn't. See, nearly 10 years ago, Kellogg's, the makers of Fruit Loops and Apple Jacks, committed to removing such additives from its products by 2018, but they reneged. They have, however, done so in other countries with more stringent regulations, including Canada, which now makes Fruit Loops with natural fruit juice concentrates. So, I mean, it's feasible to make those foods all those attractive colors. I guess it's just cheaper, maybe, to use artificial food dyes, but they taste the same. Kids still like the cereals. All those cereals, nonetheless, are major delivery systems for lots and lots of sugar. That's still a problem. But at least in Canada, they have used the natural colorings, while the cereals sold in the U.S. still contain both food dyes and a chemical preservative. In the U.S., Fruit Loops ingredients include red dye number 40, yellow dye number 5, yellow dye number 6, and blue dye number 1. So a food activist, also known as the Food Babe, her real name is Vanna Hari. She spoke to the crowd of demonstrators at the cereals giant offices in Battle Creek. She said, "I'm here for the moms, all the moms who struggle to feed their children healthy food without added chemicals." In response to the protests, naturally, Kellogg's insisted its products are safe for consumption, saying its ingredients meet the federal standards set by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, who said those federal standards are adequately stringent. The agency has said most children experience no adverse effects from color additives, but it's interesting that there's a new California law. Now, California is kind of a wackadoodle state when it comes to regulation. I was just out there, a lot of problems, lots of homeless, lots of crime. There's some bad governance issues in California, but I got to commend them for a new law known as the California School Food Safety Act that bans 6 potentially harmful dyes in food served in California public schools. The ban includes all of the dyes in Fruit Loops, plus blue dye number 2 and green dye number 3. And the bill was passed by state legislators this August and signed by Governor Gavin Newsom in September. Think what you will about Governor Newsom. I think that this is a good thing. So the argument, and this is actually a kind of an old argument, studies suggest the consumption of these dyes and colorants may be linked to hyperactivity and other neurobehavioral problems in some children. And this is actually quite an old thing. It has to do with a visionary allergist named Dr. Ben Feingold. He was born in 1899, so he's a 19th century guy, and he passed away in 1982, but he made a splash in the 1970s. He developed something called the Feingold diet. Originally, the diet was not intended for the treatment of hyperactivity. It was merely a diet that was designed to help individuals with a condition called urticaria, or hives, an itchy skin condition which could be prompted by ingredients in food. And so he proposed a diet that was low in food colorings, also low in salicylates, which are also present in natural fruits. And what he noticed is when he treated kids who had urticaria, well, their behavior actually improved. Their urticaria was controlled, but also there were beneficial behavioral changes. And he developed the idea that the Feingold diet could be a treatment for a then burgeoning condition. This is right around the time that we started to recognize ADD and ADHD, attention deficit disorder and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder among kids. And the kids calmed down when they didn't get all those food colorings. And if you have any doubt of that, you know, just be around on Halloween when the kids commit all kinds of mayhem after consuming lots and lots of these corn kernels with the artificial colorings and all kinds of candy that sends them off their rockers. And you just ask any parent. It doesn't make a difference. Dr. Feingold was the first traditionally trained physician who observed the link between food and behavior. And he called his program the KP diet, but the media dubbed it the Feingold diet. And they actually developed an organization. It's the Feingold.org organization. It's still around today. There's a lot of scientific support for this. And the UK and many other countries have banned these food dyes. And the United States, unfortunately, way behind the curve in banning them. I'm just going to read you a smattering of some of the research studies that support this. Here's one from Environmental Health, 2022. Potential impacts of synthetic food dyes on activity and attention in children, review of the human and animal evidence, 2020. Artificial food coloring affects EEG power. This is the electroencephalogram, which is like the way that you monitor brain waves, and ADHD symptoms in college students with ADHD. A study in 2018, food labeling requirements may explain lower autistic and ADHD prevalence in the United Kingdom. So they changed things, and they noticed that there was a reduction in these neurodevelopmental disorders. Another study, 2012, the influence of components of diet on the symptoms of ADHD in children. A 2011 study, effects of a restricted elimination diet on the behavior of children with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. This one from 2011, the potential health hazards of tartrazine, that's a yellow dye, and levels of hyperactivity, anxiety-like symptoms, depression, and antisocial behavior in rats, an experimental animal study. Food additives and hyperactivity behavior in 3-year-old and 8 to 9-year-old children in the community, a randomized double-blinded placebo-controlled trial way back in 2007 in The Lancet. This one, synergistic interaction between commonly used food additives in a developmental neurotoxicity test. This study from 2004, do artificial food colors promote hyperactivity in children with hyperactive syndromes? A meta-analysis. The effects of a double-blind placebo-controlled artificial colorings and benzoate preservatives challenge on hyperactivity in a general population sample of preschool children from Archives of Disease and Childhood, June 2004. Favorable effect of a standard elimination diet on the behavior of young children with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And on and on it goes. I could quote more studies, but an official statement by the American Academy of Pediatrics in 2018, and I'm quoting, artificial food colors may be associated with exacerbation of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder symptoms. Studies cited in the report found a restriction diet benefits some children with ADHD, and so on and on it goes. A reporter for Consumer Reports says there is no scientific or public health justification for permitting the use of FD&C red dye number 3 in food. But at the same time, it's prohibited from cosmetics and externally applied drugs. Go figure. You can apply it externally, smear it on. You're not supposed to use it in makeup, but you can take it internally. Nearly 3,000 food products in the United States contain red dye number 3, just one of these mind-bending chemicals. And so we got a problem. We got a problem here. And Kellogg's is not addressing it. They're addressing it where laws have compelled to address it in other countries, but they're still putting these food dyes in kids' cereals in the United States. And that's why protesters appeared on the lawn at Kellogg headquarters in Battle Creek, Michigan, demanding that Kellogg remove artificial colors from cereals. And by the way, there was a photograph in the executive offices overlooking the protesters that somebody wrote on a whiteboard, "Get off my lawn." That's the response of Kellogg's to earnest moms who are protesting bad stuff in kids' cereals. You need to do better. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's helpful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. A little peace and calm, Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Join us as we celebrate a milestone in American history, the 249th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Mark your calendars for November 10th at the Wind River Event Center, where everyone is invited to honor the Marines in style. The celebration kicks off with a march to colors featuring the Jefferson Pipes and Drums as we pay tribute to our oldest and youngest Marines. This unforgettable evening includes a delicious dinner, birthday cake, and dancing. Tickets are just $45 and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. That's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. Tickets are just $45 and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. Again, that's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. We can't wait to celebrate with you on November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. See you there.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The Ramsey Show.
When you're walking around with a little picket in your hand and you're saying, I demand $22 to work at McDonald's, then you don't get to bitch about inflation.
Yeah.
Because you caused it.
It's The Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Illegal disposable Chinese vapes are flooding store shelves and infiltrating our schools. The next administration must take immediate action. Here's former Arizona law enforcement officer Joby Dickinson.
Illegal disposable vapes are being smuggled into the U.S. The FDA has failed to crack down,
and teen vaping of these Chinese-made illegal products has surged. Our next president must commit to cracking down on these illegal imports. It's time for accountability.
This message is brought to you by the Border Security Alliance.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. The show is based on some of the features that I share with you, but also it's driven by some of the questions that you pose. You can call 877-726-8255. And we got a question, so let's address it.
I'm calling in regards to my fiance, who basically has been diagnosed with Tardoff cyst in the cervical spine area, and we're not having any luck as far as finding any neurosurgeon that will do any type of surgery. They originally said that it was arthritis, but a recent MRI shows the Tardoff cyst in the very upper cervical spine, and it's causing severe pain. Is there any recommended solution to this issue? Very much appreciated. Thank you.
Okay, so interesting question. Tarlov cysts are also known as meningeal cysts or perineural cysts. And they're fluid-filled sacs. They're usually found at the bottom of the spine, but in this case it's the cervical spine. It's the neck. They often occur in the sacrum, the very lower part of the spine. And they are cysts, which means they're little fluid-filled bags, which tend to enlarge and compress on the roots of the nerves that grow out of the spinal cord, causing pain, potentially numbness. So when they're down in the sacrum, they can cause bladder or bowel symptoms. It's a problem. And, like a lot of people have pain and, they say, oh, you have a little arthritis or you have a muscle spasm, but sometimes an MRI reveals the presence of a cyst. And you might say, well, it's a cyst, so just remove it. Well, neurosurgery is tricky because when you do neurosurgery, it can actually damage nerves. So that's kind of a last resort with Tarlov cysts. By the way, more common in women than men, sometimes also the result of trauma. But we don't know why they spontaneously develop. And so treatment is sometimes conservative, like taking medication, things like gabapentin or nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or sometimes a steroid injection, which is standard treatment for back pain or neck pain. But you can use TENS for the pain. But you can also drain the fluid from the cyst and put something in the cyst that prevents the cyst from accumulating fluid again. But the cysts tend to recur. That's the problem. And then finally, there's surgical removal of the cyst. But that can be a little risky. And so that, I guess, is the dilemma. And you're kind of surprised that there is no neurosurgeon who wants to touch this. Maybe it's in such a delicate place that they figure the risks are high of removal, that there could be damage to the spinal cord or damage to the nerve outlets that could cause loss of sensation or paralysis, especially in the upper extremities. That could be a problem. So, I guess it's, not such an uncommon thing, but it's something that is actually found sometimes when you do an MRI, that the cyst is pressing on the nerves. 877-726-8255. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and you're listening to the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
is the Department of Homeland Security supposed to help?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Mayorkas is saying FEMA's running out of money. But this past year, we spent $24 billion in Ukraine, $11 billion in Israel, and billions more to smaller nations. Who are their real priorities?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
This forgotten corner of the American kingdom holds all the keys to the White House, and the pollsters ignore it at their peril. Find out who's really going to make the difference in election 2024 on this week's edition.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Join us as we celebrate a milestone in American history, the 249th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Mark your calendars for November 10th at the Wind River Event Center, where everyone is invited to honor the Marines in style. The celebration kicks off with a march to colors featuring the Jefferson pipes and drums as we pay tribute to our oldest and youngest Marines. This unforgettable evening includes a delicious dinner, birthday cake, and dancing. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. That's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. Again, that's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. We can't wait to celebrate with you on November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. See you there.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Eric Braden. Danson Williams.
Burt Ward.
Peter Marshall.
Lindsay Wagner.
Loretta Swit.
Michelle Nichols.
Shirley Jones.
Louise Sorrell.
Good answer. A lovely enchanting interview.
It's all
conversation. It wasn't an interview.
Well,
Thank you. That's what I try to do. I try to make this a conversation.
You made it.
That's TV Confidential.
Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. I recently wrote an article for our newsletter about the paleo diet. And, you know, a lot of people, there's a lot of controversy in what the paleo diet consists of. If you're a carnivore, you think that the paleo humans subsisted on mammoth meat and very little else. They were carnivores. But then if you are a vegan partisan, you go, well, you know, humans lived in a rich tropical environment. We evolved much as did monkeys and other primates with plentiful fresh fruits and vegetables, and only occasionally did paleo humans supplant their diet with small amounts of animal protein. And so the question is, on the paleo diet, what role do fruits play? And maybe people think, well, you know, fruits are natural. They abound in tropical environments, maybe not so much in temperate environments or in the far north, where, for example, the Inuits evolved virtually eating no fruit because they were in an Arctic environment. So there wasn't a lot of vegetation. They mostly ate blubber from animals, so a very high-fat diet with protein, but almost no vegetation, no plant-based foods. The answer is that it depends. It really depends on where you're from, what your ancestry is about. There may be some determinants of what the ideal paleo diet is based on, you know, what your background is. If your ancestors came from equatorial Africa or the subcontinent of India, perhaps more vegetables and fruit are permitted in your diet, whereas if you have a Nordic background, maybe more of a Scandinavian-type diet with less in the way of carbohydrates. But here is an indication that fruits just aren't what they used to be, because all the fruits that we're eating now are highly hybridized. If you look at what apples originated from, apples originated from little tart berry-like things, barely an inch across. They weren't the big succulent apples that we have now. Same thing with virtually all fruits. They've been bred to be ultra-sweet and big and very appealing, right? Because that's how you sell fruit. And even berries are much sweeter than they originally were. Berries in the wild can be sweet at certain times of the year. Bears, for example, gorge themselves on berries prior to hibernation, and that's how they store carbohydrates as fat. But an interesting article from a zoo in Australia. Fruits are now so sweet that zoos had to stop feeding them to animals. So they figured that the diet of certain animals is fruit-based, right? Red pandas and other monkeys subsist on a diet consisting of lots of fruits in their natural habitats. But fruits have gotten too sweet for some animals, and zookeepers have had to find alternative foods. Red pandas and other monkeys have been gaining weight, and they've experienced some tooth decay from sugary fruits at the Melbourne Zoo in Australia. And the reason for that is that crops have been modified to be much sweeter and much larger than wild fruits, which the animals' diets would normally consist of. And they say, according to Michael Lynch, the Melbourne Zoo's head veterinarian, he says the issue is the cultivated fruits have been genetically modified to be much higher in sugar content than their natural ancestral fruits. And this has been the result of natural agriculture over millennia, but also it's been accelerated with genetic modification, especially in recent decades. So these processes have included growing watermelon with a much deeper red inside and reducing the seeds that once were inside bananas,
Right. Do you realize bananas have seeds? We barely notice it. Making peaches 64 times larger than they once were and 27% juicier, according to a review in Business Insider. And the sugars cause red pandas and other primates to gain weight and even show signs of tooth decay. So the solution is they've decided to give these animals fruit pellets that are rich in fiber and have a little bit of fruit flavor, and ultimately they're doing better. Other animals are now given green leafy vegetables that are rich in nutrients in place of these sugar-rich fruits. So when it comes to paleo diet, it's like, well, I'm on a paleo diet. I eat lots and lots of fruit. Well, maybe that's not so paleo. Folks, as you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. And that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements supporting your cardiovascular health. Clinical Cardio 6, Ubiquinol, and K2, MK7, and D3. This collection offers a powerful combination of targeted nutrients and botanicals that are known to promote optimal cardiovascular health by supporting healthy blood pressure, arterial flexibility, cellular energy production, neutralization of free radicals, protection against oxidative stress, and promoting healthy vascular structures. For more information or order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. Okay, when it comes to eggs, let's talk about eggs for a minute, because for a long time, eggs were stigmatized as being high cholesterol, high saturated fat, and we were told to avoid eggs, right? And that even resulted in such abominations as egg beaters, which are faux eggs made with vegetable oil and all kinds of artificial ingredients, substituting for real eggs because, well, they don't have any cholesterol and they don't have any saturated fat. Well, bad idea, because a lot of studies suggest that eggs have very little, if any, negative effect on cardiovascular outcomes. So what about Alzheimer's disease? Well, they did a study entitled Association of Egg Intake with Alzheimer's Dementia Risk in Older Adults. This is published in the Journal of Nutrition. And here's what they found. Weekly consumption of one egg per week. My goodness, I just had three eggs for breakfast just a few minutes ago. Virtually an emergency for me is I have less than a half a dozen eggs in the refrigerator. It's like, all hands on deck, get some eggs. I now have two dozen eggs in the refrigerator, so I'm feeling secure. Weekly consumption of greater than one egg per week was associated with a decreased risk of Alzheimer's dementia. And they actually looked at brain autopsies from 578 decreased participants. It showed that intakes of greater than one egg per week, and especially greater than two eggs per week, were associated with a lower risk of Alzheimer's disease pathology in the brain. You know, those the tangles, neurofibular tangles, and all that gunk that accumulates in the brains of people with Alzheimer's disease. Okay, the way that this works, they think. Okay, what was the mechanism by which eggs were protective? Here's what they think. Analysis showed that 39% of the total beneficial effect of egg intake on Alzheimer's was mediated through something called choline. Choline is the secret sauce that seems to enhance brain function, protect against Alzheimer's. In fact, some of the drugs used for dementia are cholinergic drugs. Choline is a building block for something in the brain called acetylcholine, which is a key neurotransmitter in the brain And so a lot of people in this country are choline deficient. Choline, by the way, is suggested as something that moms should supplement in pregnancy to enhance the brain power of their offspring. Many American diets are very low in choline. Sources of choline include eggs. Soy is also a source of choline if you want to take a vegan path, but also foods like liver and fish tend to be high in choline. So there you have it. When it comes to preserving your brain power, make sure you eat some eggs. 877-726-8255 our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's a substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's MyBrightCore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein. You've heard me say for years that NT Factor is the breakthrough supplement that's proven to repair and renew your body's cells. That includes your immune cells, such as your T cells and white blood cells. NT Factor has been shown to contribute to a more robust and effective immune response. So now that we're in cold and flu season, NT Factor is combining with powerful antioxidants, vitamin C and D, to provide you with an immune booster bundle. Vitamin C and D help stimulate the production of white blood cells and activate immune cells, which play a key role in defending against pathogens. Together with NT Factor, they help modulate immune function, reduce inflammation, and promote overall immune health. For a limited time, buy a bottle of NT Factor with D3K2 and get a bottle of C1000 with NT Factor absolutely free. That's a savings of over $26. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Save over $26 on the powerful cocktail of vitamins C and D with NT Factor at ntfactor.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Illegal disposable Chinese vapes are flooding store shelves and infiltrating our schools. The next administration must take immediate action. Here's former Arizona law enforcement officer Joby Dickinson.
Illegal disposable vapes are being smuggled into the U.S. The FDA has failed to crack down, and teen vaping of these Chinese-made illegal products has surged. Our next president must commit to cracking down on these illegal imports. It's time for accountability.
This message is brought to you by the Border Security Alliance.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255 if you want to record a question. And this item on resistant depression. You know, there's a lot of depression in this country. A lot of it is mild to moderate. Much is helped with good psychotherapy. Certainly things like good diet and exercise have an impact on depression. I think one of our overlooked ways of dealing with depression is through lifestyle, proper lifestyle. Also, the drugs help some people with depression. But the drugs have about, best case scenario, about a 40% efficacy versus depression. And some of you out there can attest to that. Others will say, I took Prozac, any of the number of medications offered for depression, and I obtained substantial relief. So good for you. But there are people who have what's called treatment-resistant depression, depression that doesn't respond to medication or anything. And so new ways of dealing with depression have to be found. One promising avenue is ketogenic diet, which is espoused by Dr. Chris Palmer, and many others. Dr. Georgia Ede, both have appeared on our podcast here on Intelligent Medicine. But another avenue for treating resistant depression is something called VNS, vagal nerve stimulation. The vagus nerve is a big nerve that runs from the brain down into right through the torso into the intestinal tract and has an impact on mood, and on autonomic function, fight or flight versus relaxation. And so addressing the vagus nerve, well, how do you do it? You can do it through meditation. You can do it with breathing exercises. And there are various ways to invoke the vagus nerve. Acupuncture, especially ear acupuncture, helps the vagus nerve. So they actually combined acupuncture with electricity to put little devices into the ear that send electrical impulses down the vagus nerve. Now they have devices that you apply to your neck because the vagus nerve travels through the neck. One is the Truvaga device, T-R-U-V-A-G-A device. I recently interviewed Dr. Peter Staats, S-T-A-A-T-S, on one of our podcasts. Great interview. He is one of the stalwarts behind the Vagus Nerve Society, and they're finding all kinds of benefits of addressing vagal nerve tone with either, lifestyle things, natural things, but also these new electrical stimulators that target the vagus nerve. Okay, study here, October 11th, 2024. Vagus nerve stimulation therapy promising for treating resistant depression. According to a presentation at the American Psychiatric Nurses Association, it was originally approved for use in epilepsy in 1997, but they cleared the VNS for use as an adjunct treatment for patients with chronic depression in 2005. And this is a 5-year study involving 795 patients found that at least 40% of participants experienced remission or significant symptom improvement following vagal nerve stimulation therapy. Even if they weren't completely cured, almost 70% saw improvement in depression symptoms, according to the research. So this is a promising avenue, and I think, you know, I think it was Walt Whitman in Leaves of Grass many years ago, a poem that he wrote, a book of poetry that he wrote, who wrote the famous lines, "I sing the body electric," and indeed the body is an electrical system, and we can actually have an impact on its functioning by using electrical devices. Folks, you've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Well, now our friends at CBD Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CBD Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola, designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Or say you need a little peace and calm. Well, Plus Health's Peace Gummies are a soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort, which supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the reshaped capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine, which is great for blood sugar control and insulin resistance, and an innovative ingredient called OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. Okay, so what if you wanted to buy a washing machine or a car, and you went to Consumer Reports, or you went to Car and Driver, and you found out that the folks who were doing the reviewing were receiving millions of dollars from the very manufacturers of the products that you want reviewed? You know, the fix is on. That is a clear conflict of interest. Well, here's an interesting study about drugs and medical devices. Okay, now, many of these things come to the marketplace based on scientific articles that appear in what are called peer-reviewed journals. You submit an article to a journal, and it's not automatically accepted. It must be reviewed by a panel of experts. This is called peer review, and they'll either accept or reject your article based on its merits, or maybe not so much based on its merits, according to this study, which shows that there are some very, very profound conflicts of interests among U.S. peer reviewers. The article is in the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA. Payments by drug and medical device manufacturers to U.S. peer reviewers of major medical journals. And what they found, this is amazing, is that almost over $1 billion, reviewers received $1.06 billion in industry payments. Now, you might say, well, that went over the last 20, 30 years? No. Just between 2020 and 2022, including $1 billion to individuals or their institutions, and $64 million in general payments. So these peer reviewers receive consulting fees and speaking compensations. They also receive general payments. And so more than half of the 1962 U.S. physicians, including the study who peer-reviewed, received industry payments in 2022, with most payments for research. So, you know, I got to say, I mean, how can you trust the conclusions that they were unbiased, untainted by the fact that they were literally on the take from the very manufacturers of drugs and medical devices whose studies they were supposed to review? That is not a scenario for proper, unbiased, objective scientific research. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Join Tolkien's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump took his campaign for the White House to Pennsylvania Sunday, vowing to improve the economy.
We will get your energy bill, everybody in the audience, including businesses, down by 50% from 1 year from when we take office. And when that happens, everything else is going to follow.
A fact check aimed at former President Trump regarding violent crime rates in the U.S. during the ABC News presidential debate in September has proven false. President Trump said crime across the nation is through the roof. David Moore tried to fact check the statement, saying according to the FBI, violent crime was coming down. Trump responded saying the FBI didn't include the worst cities, calling it a fraud, just like the Biden administration falsely claiming that 818,000 jobs were created. The FBI now admits there was actually a 4.5% increase in crime. Senator Lindsey Graham's blasting those claiming to be Republican who support Vice President Harris. The South Carolina Republican said Harris is one of the most radical candidates to ever run for president. The United States is investigating a leak of classified documents related to Israeli military plans. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more on the story.
The documents in the unauthorized release assess Israel's plans to attack Iran. They note that Israel continues to move military assets in place to conduct a military strike in response to Iran's ballistic missile attack earlier this month. It was not initially known if the documents were leaked or hacked. The information appeared entirely gathered through the use of satellite image analysis. A U.S. official told the Associated Press that the top secret documents appear to be legitimate. Greg Clugston, The White House.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95. Less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
A major small business advocate is blasting a plan from Kamala Harris to offer a $50,000 tax credit for new startup businesses.
The Job Creators Network says Harris's proposal is an insult to small business owners. Officials are questioning why benefits should be given to startups who may or may not use a delayed benefit. Meanwhile, they point out no benefit would be offered at all to the tens of millions of small business owners already serving their customers and communities. A recent poll by the Job Creators Network showed Harris trailing former President Donald Trump by 12 points among small business owners. Jeremy House reporting.
Butterball is cutting out the thawing process entirely for that turkey this year, unveiling its cook-from-frozen premium whole turkey. They say the bird can go straight into the oven from the freezer. The turkey is pre-seasoned and brined. News and analysis at townhall.com. New developments in the Boeing strike.
Boeing and the union representing striking machinists have negotiated a new contract proposal that would provide bigger pay raises and bonuses in a bid to end a costly walkout that has crippled production of airplanes for more than a month. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers said Saturday that it plans to hold a ratification vote Wednesday. The union says the deal would increase pay by 35% over 4 years, up from 30% that was offered last month. It also boosts upfront bonuses to $7,000 per worker instead of $6,000. However, the new offer does not restore a traditional pension plan. I'm Julie Walker.
Jury selection begins Monday in Manhattan in the trial of Daniel Penny, a Marine veteran who placed a violent passenger with a criminal history and a chokehold on a subway train as he was threatening passengers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Bell, and first, it's booming voice Jackson Beck as S.S. Van Dyne's Detective Philo Vance. And after that, we continue our yours truly Johnny Dollar five-part storyline, The Shady Lane Matter. We usually hear Jackson Beck on When Radio Was as the announcer on The Adventures of Superman, but he also used that big voice of his in acting roles. And here's one of those. This is from February 22nd of 1949. It
fits beautifully, Mrs. Wentworth. Perhaps a little sleeve alteration,
but... Miss Collins, could I see you a moment, please?
Of course, Miss Payne. Oh, excuse me, please, Mrs. Wentworth. I won't be long. You wanted to see me, Miss Payne?
Yes, I do. Would you please come into my office with me?
Of course. I just saw the sales figures for last week, Miss Payne. They're up from the same week last year and the year before.
Yes, I imagined they would be. The year before was the year you came with me, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right. I'll be here 2 years this month.
Yes, that's what I thought. Come in, Claire.
Thank you.
You may sit down if you like.
Thank you.
Now then, you were saying something about sales figures, Claire. About the fact that they're up.
Yes. I imagine profits are up accordingly.
How much would they be up if you hadn't been stealing from the shop?
Miss Payne.
Now, let's stop the pretense. I know all about your declaring yourself in on the profits, Claire.
Well,
the only thing I don't know is how you're going to pay back what you've stolen. According to these records, the amount is $12,465.
I needed the money, Miss Payne, and I had to have it. I'll pay you back.
Will you? Then there isn't any more to be said, is there? $12,465 by Saturday of this week. That is all, Claire.
Saturday of this week? But I couldn't
if
possibly...
If I don't have the money by Saturday, I shall turn the entire matter over to the police. You have until Saturday, Claire.
I have until Saturday to get the money. That isn't very long, is it? But perhaps it does give me time enough to find another way out.
Please come in any time, Mrs. Jameson. I'm sure we'll have something that you'll like. Goodbye. Come.
Hello, Edith.
Sydney. What do you want here?
A job in the store, Edith. I need a job pretty bad.
How the mighty have fallen. What do you think you could do around here?
Anything. Anything at all. Stock clerk, maybe? Shipping room? Anything you wanted me to do.
You know, Sydney, if I ever needed any assurance of my success, your being here asking for a job would do the trick.
What about the job, Edith?
You'd better get used to calling me Miss Payne. You remember my last name, don't you?
I remember everything about you. How you came to my shop, this same shop, 5 years ago, and asked me for a job. And how I gave it to you.
Yes, yes, you did. As a stock clerk. $12 a week. With a chance for advancement.
You certainly advanced. And quickly. Before I knew it, I was depending on you for everything. And then one day, I found you had control of my business.
That won't happen again, Sydney. The other way around, I mean. All right, you start as a stock clerk for $12 a week. And no chance for advancement. Want the job?
Edith!
Nobody can say I don't remember my friend. Oh, excuse me, friend. Miss Payne speaking.
This is Tom Henderson, Miss Payne.
Oh, yes, Mr. Henderson.
I own the Paris Import Dress Shop on Fifth Avenue.
I know. What can I do for you?
I'll tell you what you can do. You can stop sending those snoopers of yours over to my store to sketch my imports so you can make them up cheaper. That's what you can do.
So far as I've been able to find out, there are no copyrights on designs, Mr. Henderson. And besides, my designers just happen to think of the same models that you go to the expense of importing. Is that all?
No, it isn't all. My business has been cut in half. I'm on the verge of bankruptcy because of your unethical tactics. But you're going to have to stop, Miss Payne, or I'll find a way to stop you. That is all.
Very excitable man. Now, where were we, Sydney?
You were offering me a job at $12 a week. The same job under the same circumstances that I offered you. 5 years ago.
Not exactly the same circumstances, Sydney. You see, I was smarter than you are. And I still am. You want a job. You've got it. Now go on, get out and tell the bookkeeper. Only leave me alone right now, I have troubles.
Have you, Edith? I mean, Miss Payne. I don't doubt it. You can't push little people around without having worries. Yes, my dear. One little person can see to it that you have one big trouble.
Taxi? Taxi!
Good evening, Miss Payne.
Oh, it's you, Sydney. Through for the day so early. Get me a cab, will you?
All right, Edith. I mean, Miss Payne. But I think I'll have better luck down at the corner. It's only a short walk. Shall I try there?
Might as well. Oh, I'll go with you. Well, how did you like your first day in what was once your dress shop?
I didn't mind too much.
You shouldn't mind, you know. You asked for a job, and I gave you one. Incidentally, you forgot to thank me.
Oh, I have a lot of things to thank you for, Miss Payne.
Yes, well, I'd just as soon not hear about them. Well, here's the corner. What about a cab? Taxi! Are all the cabs taken?
In my present financial condition, cabs don't represent much of a problem to me. A popular corner we stopped on.
People waiting for the lights to change before they cross the street. Sydney, what about that cab?
There should be one along in a minute.
Well, somebody else had the same idea about taxi cabs in this corner, apparently. Look there in back of us. The rather tall man.
The one in the striped trousers and dark coat?
Yes.
Who's he?
Tom Henderson. You should remember him. He's one of our competitors. Only right now he insists I'm putting him into bankruptcy by stealing his exclusive imports and copying them. Oh, silly fellow. Taxi! Oh, darn.
Plenty of empty trucks, but not too many empty cabs. Oh, wait here, Miss Payne. I think I see a cab pulling into the curb back there.
All right, but hurry, will you?
Oh, look, lying there dead. And I was with her only a moment ago. Poor Edith Payne. Who is it?
Markham Vance.
Well, come right into my private office, Markham.
You alone?
Yes, Miss Deering's out to lunch and my other secretary's on an errand, so I'm holding down the fort all by myself.
How are you, Vance?
Well, thank you. And my favorite district attorney?
All right, thanks. How busy are you at the moment, Vance?
Very. Unless there happens to be a murder my favorite district attorney wants investigated.
There happens to be a murder.
In that case, I'm completely at your service. Details, Markham. What are the details?
Well, Vance, a woman named Edith Payne owned a very successful dress shop. Mm-hmm. She was standing on the corner of Fifth and Main waiting for a cab when suddenly she cried out. And an instant later, she was dead. Under the wheels of a truck.
Well, I follow that, Mark.
We got one break on the case, Vance. A newspaper photographer happened to be in the crowd. He heard her scream and managed to get a picture of her lying on the ground. Now, you can see the figures of the people who were in back of her, but not their faces.
The camera was pointed down at the ground, is that right?
Yes. Before I show you the print, Vance, I want to tell you what else we know of this case. Now, Sergeant Heath made inquiries and found out that a man who admits being with Miss Payne, but claims he left her a moment before, once owned the shop, but was now working for her. His name is Sidney Taylor.
And he was with her at the corner.
Yes. Sergeant Heath uncovered another suspect for you, too. A man named Tom Henderson, who was being forced out of business by Miss Payne. Heath found out at the shop that he was intensely bitter about it. And, well, that's all I can tell you. Now is the picture of the body of Miss Payne in the crowd.
Doesn't seem to tell us much, does it? People are pretty hard to identify when their faces aren't shown. But it can be done.
It can? How?
Clothes, posture, some idiosyncrasy of dress peculiar to a particular individual.
Oh, I see.
Yes, it can be done, Markham, and in this case I'd say it had better be done. What's this?
What's what?
This figure in the front row of the crowd.
The man wearing the double-breasted herringbone suit?
Yeah.
What about him?
I don't know. But there's something peculiar about this suit. What's wrong with it, Markham?
I'm sure I don't know. It doesn't fit very well.
Oh, no, that isn't it. It's something else. May not be important, though. Markham, what kind of a man is this Tom Henderson?
Well, from what I've learned, very stately, well turned out, and his store had quite a society clientele.
Really? Then this conceivably might be his picture right here.
Where?
You see the cutaway trousers in the front row?
Oh, yes.
Henderson might well be wearing a cutaway in view of his ultra dress shop.
Hmm. Well, I can check that, of course. Mm-hmm. That herringbone suit still puzzles you, Vance?
Very much. Wish I could figure what was wrong with it. Well, Markham, I think we've spent enough time here. Let's go down to Miss Payne's dress shop and see what we can find out there. You say your name is Claire Collins and you're the manager of this shop.
That's right, Mr. Vance.
It was I who told Sergeant Heath about the trouble Miss Payne was having with Tom Henderson.
That's correct, Vance. She also informed me of the fact that Sidney Taylor, who used to own this shop, was with Miss Payne.
How did you know that, Miss Collins?
Well, I saw them leave together. I go in the opposite direction, but I saw them walk toward the corner together.
Well, that's logical enough. You may go if you like, Miss Collins. Only, please don't leave the store. You're an excellent source of information, and I'd like to keep you handy.
Glad to be of assistance, Mr. Vance.
Oh, just one moment, Miss Collins.
Hmm?
Would you take a look at this picture, please?
Certainly. Well?
Do you recognize anyone in this picture besides Miss Payne, of course?
Well, how could I? There aren't any faces shown.
No, I didn't think you'd be able to pick anyone out, but there was always a chance. Miss Collins, there was no bad feeling between Miss Payne and you, was there?
Of course not.
Thank you. You may go now. I'll send for you if I want you.
All right, Mr. Vance. I'll be where I can be reached.
Well, Vance?
Attractive, isn't she?
Yes, yes, very. I see you're looking at Miss Payne's daily calendar. Anything there?
Not yet. Just routine appointments, I'd say. Mm-hmm. What's this?
What's what?
On this page. Take a look, Markham. The page reserved for Saturday of this week, there are these four letters. What do you make of them?
Well, they look like... Well, that first letter looks like a P. The second is definitely an I, and the last two are two C's. P-I-C-C. What does that spell or stand for?
I don't know. Yet. Oh, but that first letter isn't a P, Markham. The first stroke is curved, not up and down.
Well, perhaps it's code of some kind.
No, no, I think I know what it is now. I'll give you this much of a hint. The CC, those last two letters, unless I'm very much mistaken.
Which you rarely are.
Thank you. Stand for Claire Collins, the young lady who was just in here.
Oh? And the first two?
They're shorthand symbols, Markham. Pittman shorthand. Transcribed, the notes under Saturday's date read, Last Day, Claire Collins.
You're listening to Philo Vance on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Join us as we celebrate a milestone in American history, the 249th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Mark your calendars for November 10th at the Wind River Event Center, where everyone is invited to honor the Marines in style. The celebration kicks off with a march to colors featuring the Jefferson Pipes and Drums as we pay tribute to our oldest and youngest Marines. This unforgettable evening includes a delicious dinner, birthday cake, and dancing. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. That's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. Again, that's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. We can't wait to celebrate with you on November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. See you there.
This
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Back to the second act of Philo Vance on WIN Radio 1.
This is District Attorney Markham. The Herringbone murder case opened with the finding of the body of Edith Payne, dress shop owner. She had apparently been pushed under the wheels of a truck, and a newspaper photographer passing by had snapped a picture almost immediately after the accident. No one in the crowd that surrounded the body was identifiable. Later, at the dress shop, Philo Vance discovered a memorandum concerning the store manager, Claire Collins, left by the dead owner. Vance has appeared puzzled by a figure in the photograph, the figure of a man wearing a double-breasted suit. He hinted there was something wrong with it, and in an effort to find out what, I have gone to a photography studio.
Of course, Mr. Markham, you closed the coat.
I'm sorry.
Never do I photograph a man in a double-breasted suit with the coat open.
Yes, yes.
Always it has to be buttoned.
Yes.
Please.
Of course, Miss Roberti, of course. There. Now, remember, I don't want my face shown, just the suit.
No face? No face. 40 years I have been taking pictures. This I never heard of before, except perhaps if this is to be a fashion picture.
Oh, no, hardly.
Anyway, you tell me what you want. I take the picture.
Thank you.
Hold still, please.
I'm sorry.
One moment and it will be all over.
That's fine, Mr. Roberti. I have a great deal to do, and the sooner I get this picture, the sooner I may be able to show my friend Philo Vance some results.
Yes?
Mr. Henderson, there's a gentleman in the outer office who wishes to see you. He says his name is Sidney Taylor.
Taylor, huh? Fine, send him in, please. Sidney Taylor coming to see me. I wonder if...
Mr. Henderson?
Come in, Mr. Taylor. Sit down.
Thank you. You know me, Mr. Henderson?
I know about you. You once owned the dress shop Edith Payne was running.
That's right. I had no love for her, Mr. Henderson. I have no feeling of remorse now that she's gone.
Remorse? You mean you killed her?
Mr. Henderson, how much do you think the police would like to know that you were on the corner in back of us when Edith Payne was murdered?
If they knew that she was ruining my business, I imagine they would be very interested.
If
I were there.
Well, you were there, all right. I saw you. Only I have no intention of telling that to the police.
No?
No. And this isn't blackmail or a threat of any kind, Mr. Henderson. I just would like a job in your store. I know the business very well, and I could be valuable.
It isn't blackmail, but you want a job, or you'll talk.
That's right.
Sorry, Mr. Taylor. If you'd come here an hour ago, I might have listened to your proposition.
An hour ago?
Yes. You see, Philo Vance was here. He seemed to know I was on that corner. Something he figured out from a picture. There's nothing you can do to me or for me, Mr. Taylor. I'm in this thing right up to my neck.
I just dropped into your office for a moment, Markham. I want another look at that photograph of the crowd at the death scene.
That double-breasted herringbone suit still has you stopped, Vance?
Well, I wouldn't say that exactly, Markham.
What about that mysterious memorandum you deciphered from Miss Payne's calendar? The one that read, Last Day, Claire Collins.
I'll get to that in due time.
Vance, I'm quite convinced that you know more about the solution of this case than you're admitting. Why the reticence?
I'm not holding back because I want to be secretive, Markham. It's true, I have a definite idea as to who killed Miss Payne. But you're the district attorney, and you're liable to become prejudiced against the person who I think is guilty.
If you think he's guilty, Vance, I guarantee he is.
That's just what I meant. I'd rather wait until I had proof.
Just as you say. But I felt a little unhappy about that herringbone suited figure. You mentioned there was something wrong with the suit, so I had a picture taken of myself to compare with it.
And you found that there was a difference in the way your suit was buttoned and the way the one in the group picture was buttoned.
You knew that, Vance?
I realized what was wrong with the herringbone suit after I left you, Markham. Sorry you went to the trouble of having a picture taken.
So am I now. Do you think that the herringbone suit is important, Vance, in the solving of this case, I mean?
Important, Markham? No, I wouldn't say it was important. I'd say it was vital.
Officer Philo Vance, private investigator. Miss Gorham speaking.
Miss Gorham, this is Mr. Vance. Is Miss Deering there?
No, she's not. She's doing some research at the library. Can I help?
Yes, you can, Miss Gorham. I'm going to give you the home addresses of two people, Sidney Taylor and Thomas Henderson. I want you to use some pretext or other and get into their homes. I want to know whether either of them owns a double-breasted herringbone suit.
I'll try to find out, sir.
Good.
Oh, give me the addresses, Mr. Vance, and I hope I find the herringbone suit for you.
Frankly, I hope you don't.
Oh?
You see, I'm going to see a man whom I don't know, who doesn't know me, but who I think can supply the ending to the herringbone murder case.
Yeah?
How do you do? My name is Vance. You don't know me.
No kidding. Of course I don't know you. And I let you in on something. That's okay with me.
Just one moment, please. I'm not selling anything.
That's good, because I'm not buying nothing. So suppose we start when you're knocking on the door, and this time I'll ignore it. So long.
Wait a moment. Just one moment. How would you like to make $50?
Oh, I see. You're not selling anything. You're the one that's buying.
That's right. $50 worth of the answer to one question.
Brother, this beats those radio quiz games. You got to work up to the big money question on them. Well, what is it?
Do you own a double-breasted herringbone suit, and did you let somebody else wear it yesterday?
That's really two questions, but I'll let it go on account of there's only one answer to both of them. The answer is yes.
Thank you. Here's your money. You've earned it.
I have. Well, what do you know about that? Hey, call again, will you, Mr. Vance? Call again.
Where is Vance, Mr. Markham? I'm not used to standing on street corners
like
this.
I'm sorry, Miss Collins. Apparently, Mr. Vance has been delayed, but he'll be here, I'm certain. Why don't you join Mr. Taylor and Mr. Henderson? They don't seem to mind waiting.
Look, I don't care what they mind.
All I can tell you is that Mr. Vance asked that you, Taylor, and Henderson be here. Here comes a truck headed for this corner. I thought I left orders for no traffic to come through here.
Maybe the truck is getting restless, too.
That isn't the reason. Look who's riding with the driver. It's Vance. What happened, Vance? Couldn't you get a cab?
Hello, Markham. Miss Collins. Sorry I was delayed a bit. Well, I see you have Mr. Taylor and Mr. Henderson waiting.
Yes, Vance, I have. What's this outdoor meeting for?
Well, you should know by now, Markham.
You mean this is the payoff? You know who killed Edith Payne, and you're going to prove it.
Make that I hope to prove it, and you'll be right. Call our two friends over here. Will you mark them, please?
Of course, Vance. I'll go get them personally.
Oh, I hope you have a good reason for all of this, Vance.
I have, I assure you. Now, you all want to know why you were brought here, don't you?
Of course we do.
You're entitled to that information, Mr. Henderson. This is the corner where Miss Payne was pushed under the wheels of a truck. I know you were in the crowd, Mr. Henderson. So please stand where you were at the time.
Well, I'm not sure exactly where I was.
I am. I studied the photograph taken at the scene a dozen times. You were immediately in back of where Miss Payne had been standing. Right there, please.
All right.
Thank you.
Yes, but what am I doing here, Vance?
You, Miss Collins?
Yes, me. I told you I wasn't here when Miss Payne was killed. I'd gone the other way, to the subway.
Yes, you did tell me that, didn't you? It must have slipped my mind. Mr. Taylor, you were right alongside of Miss Payne a moment before she was pushed, right?
Yes. I was standing right about here before I went for a cab.
Vance, what about our mysterious man in the double-breasted herringbone suit? Where does he fit in this?
I'll show you in a moment. I brought a double-breasted suit coat with me on the truck. Mac, would you hand me that coat, please?
Right.
Thanks. Now, Miss Collins, will you put this on over your dress and stand right about there?
All right, but
I never heard anything so ridiculous in my life.
Perhaps not. Oh, button the coat, will you, Miss Collins?
Certainly. There. Now what?
Now, Miss Collins, I'm sure you won't give Mr. Markham any trouble when he takes you to headquarters. You see, you've just convinced me that you are the murderer of Edith Payne.
May I have this in very small pieces, please, Vance? The explanation of how you knew Claire Collins pushed Miss Payne to her death, I mean.
Certainly, Markham. First of all, you're entitled to know how I knew it was a woman.
I go along with that.
It was a herringbone suit, Markham. The double-breasted herringbone suit we saw in that picture. It was buttoned the wrong way.
Yes, I know. Buttoned from right to left.
A woman buttons everything that way, from a blouse to a topcoat.
And a man buttons everything from left to right. I'm beginning to understand your logic now. You were convinced that the herringbone wearer was a woman. You wanted to know what a woman would be doing at the scene of a crime wearing a man's suit.
Right. She probably wore it so that if she had to skip in a hurry, witnesses would say a man was seen running away. She didn't have to run because apparently nobody saw her push Miss Payne.
But Vance, any woman could have been wearing a man's suit. Why did it have to be Miss Collins?
Markham, where would a woman get a man's suit?
Rent it, or buy it, I say.
Renting it would be dangerous. The suit wasn't new, so it wasn't bought. Of course, it could have been a second-hand suit that was purchased, but fortunately it wasn't.
Well, how was it gotten?
It was borrowed from a neighbor, just as I thought it would be. I went to Miss Collins' apartment house and questioned her neighbors until I found a man who'd loaned her his double-breasted suit. Then, when I rode up on the truck this afternoon, I had her put on a coat just to make sure she buttoned it as all women do, from right to left.
Yes, yes, I understand now. Vance, do you know why Miss Collins killed Miss Payne?
No, I'll admit I don't know the motive.
Well, then, for a change, I can tell you something. It seems that Miss Payne had given her until Saturday to return the money she had stolen or be turned over to the police. She couldn't return the money, so she did away with Miss Payne, and would have been in the clear if it weren't for you. A lot of people must hate you, Vance.
Most criminals do, I imagine. You're not included in that not-so-select group, are you, Markham?
Me? Oh, no, Vance, I'm on your side. I'm one of the many who want to see you operate and wind up mysteries, just as you wound up the herringbone murder case.
That indeed, Jackson Beck is Philo Vance solving the herringbone murder case from February 22nd of 1949. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next is the fourth installment of our latest Bob Bailey-led five-part Johnny Dollar storyline, The Shady Lane Matter. When Radio Was continues with that after this.
In the 1950s and 60s, radio's Gunsmoke brought listeners gripping stories about people who came to Kansas to leave the past behind. And those who came to Kansas because they couldn't leave the past behind.
Asa Ledbetter. He's in Dodge.
Asa Ledbetter? Is he an outlaw?
No, sir. But I seen him at the Long Branch, and there's only one thing he's here for, Mr. Dillon.
Well, what?
To kill me.
Today, listeners can still go to Dodge with 20 episodes of Danger, Grit, and Gunfire in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Gunsmoke Snakebite.
Let's talk about Chester. Does he really think Asa Ledbetter's after him?
Well, that's what he says.
It's not like Chester to make up a thing like that.
Matt? You stay here.
No, I'm going with you.
William Conrad stars as U.S. Marshal Matt Dillon, with Georgia Ellis as Kitty, Parley Bear as Chester, and Howard McNear as Doc.
Matt?
Yeah, what is it?
Come over here at the window.
What? What's going on?
Look, down there in the street.
That's Asa Ledbetter.
And Chester's standing there about to shoot him.
For a limited time, Gunsmoke Snakebite is available for 50% off the regular price. Order yours today for only $19.98 at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SNAKE77.
All right, where's Chester at? I don't know where he is, Ledbetter.
You're lying.
Yeah, I'm lying.
Get Gunsmoke Snakebite at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SNAKE77 to get 50% off.
Get out of that doorway, Marshal.
No.
I'll shoot you if you don't.
You'll shoot Chester if I do.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel. Most of us love shopping online. In fact, in 2023, it's estimated that over $1 trillion was spent in the U.S. alone on more than 21 billion packages. But according to security.org, about 17% of online shoppers had their packages stolen in the past 3 months, which is why I'd like to introduce you to TP-Link Tapo C120 Security Cam. Jens Hennings has the details.
This one is actually an indoor and outdoor camera, and it's got 2K QHD, that's very high definition, day and night vision, even has color night vision, and also has smart AI detection, so it can differentiate between people, pets, vehicles. You can adjust those settings as you wish.
Get protected at tp-link.com. That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was on our weekly Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline. This one finds our favorite insurance investigator traveling to a small town in New England, looking into the Shady Lane matter. Time now for part four.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar. Hello? Hello? Hello, hello? Sorry to scare off your caller, Ben.
You always answer other people's phones, Mr. Dollar?
Yeah, when it's right at my elbow, and when I want to find out who's calling at this time of night.
Did you find out?
I think so. I know of only one person in the township who'd probably hang up when they heard my voice.
And who you reckon that'd be, Mr. Dollar?
Millie Wells, Jed. Who else?
I think you'd better leave Millie out of this if you don't mind.
I can understand your concern, Ben, but I'm afraid I can't go along with it. Your wife has been murdered. Gossip around town says you and Millie have been interested in each other. And Millie stood trial 4 years ago on a charge of murder. Add it up, Ben. Add it up.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Shady Lane, Vermont, to the home office, Star Mutual Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the Shady Lane matter. Expense account continued. It was a messy case, hard to move around in. A small community, and everybody in it was a neighbor or friend of everybody else. Except, of course, the unknown person who had murdered Ellen, Ben Bates' invalid wife. But the ties were close. Ellen, it turned out, was the niece of Constable Jed Bramler. And Sarah Preeny, next-door neighbor, had accused Ben of carrying on with waitress Millie Wells, who was a good friend of Constable Bramler. And Sarah Preeny's husband had helped Ben out of a jam by loaning him $7,500 on a worthless farm. Yeah, it was sticky and tight and uncomfortable. Touch one domino and you moved all of them. But the key to the game, I was still convinced, was Ben Bates himself.
You're wrong, Mr. Dollar. I've known Ben here for more years than I care to think about. Murder just ain't in his nature.
Mr. Bramler, I think you're just too close to this case to keep a perspective on it.
I know these people, and you don't.
Well, that's exactly the point. Ben is your friend. He was married to your niece, so you just can't imagine him committing a murder.
It ain't in his nature.
Oh, I've never seen a killer yet without at least a few friends who were certain that murder wasn't in his nature.
Now listen to me, both of you. It's not a question of my nature. It's a question of fact, and the fact is a plain and simple one. I didn't kill Ellen, Mr. Dollar.
A lot of things say different, Ben.
And there's nothing at all between me and Millie. If Ellen had lived, I'd have never spoken to her. As it is, I've only asked her if I could see her sometime, once this thing is all settled.
Well, you're together, at least. That's about what she told me.
We're together because it's the truth, Mr. Dollar.
Or because you've already talked it over.
One fault I haven't got is lying.
Not even about your rifle being stolen?
Oh, well, it wasn't no actual lie. When Jed here asked me if I had a squirrel gun, I said no. And like I told you, I didn't then. It had already been stolen.
Suppose he'd asked you if you had a squirrel rifle.
Well, I reckon I'd have had to fess up to it.
Well, we'll never know, of course, for sure. But one thing is sure. After your wife was shot and killed by a gun of that same type, you still didn't report to the constable here that yours had been taken.
Well, I explained it to you. How would it have looked if I'd have told him after Ellen was shot that my old squirrel gun had been stolen before?
And you didn't report the theft when it happened because Ellen asked you not to. Is that the story?
She thought she knew who took it. She wanted a chance to get it back without causing them trouble.
And of course she's not here now to back you up on that.
It's the truth. She was like that. Jed here, I'll tell you. Kind-hearted and tolerant with people.
Yeah, he was that all right. It's a fact.
If either Mrs. Preeney or Grody Hawkins took it, and they're the only ones that was here that week, then she was aiming to talk to whichever one it was and get it back without bringing the law in. Only she never had the chance to. She was killed.
Yeah. Yeah, and that gun figures in it somehow. It's bound to. Look, we've got to find it, Mr. Bramler.
Might take some doing.
Then we'd better get at it.
Tonight?
Tonight. We got things stirred up now. Let's keep them stirred up.
All right.
Ben, you claim you're not guilty of this.
It ain't a claim. It's a fact.
Then who would you say is the most likely suspect?
Oh, Ellen didn't have a single enemy in this world, as far as I know. There ain't a person in this township that had a reason to kill her.
Except you.
For the money, you mean? For that life insurance policy?
It's worth $10,000.
And I'm that kind, you think? A man who'd murder his own wife just to get his hands on $10,000.
Ben, I don't know. But there's one thing you can count on. I'm going to find out. Constable Bramler and I left Ben alone in his empty farmhouse, drove back into town. The moon was higher now, and the countryside was dappled in black and silver. And it, too, was empty and silent. We alone moved and made noise as we rattled down the winding dirt road through the flint rock valleys between the sleeping elms and maples. Logic still pointed at Ben Bates, but I'd begun to doubt logic a little. Bramler was right. Murder didn't seem to be in Ben's nature. And I wasn't sure now whether he sat there in his silent house alone with guilt or alone with grief.
Grody lives back at the feed store there.
What do you mean, back of it?
Well, kind of a shack there on the back corner of the lot. They let him live in it in return for keeping an eye on the store at night.
Yeah, quite a choice for a night watchman, a kid who's been up several times for petty theft.
Mm-hmm. I reckon it does seem a bit odd. Well, let's go see if he's there. You know, folks around here use a person according to his nature. Grody is pretty reliable at something he's made responsible for.
And why do you think he might have stolen that squirrel rifle from Ben Bates' place? He was working for Ben, wasn't he?
But just as a hired hand, he wasn't hired specially, not to steal. But here he is.
Oh, now that's a fine point of ethics.
Well, most points of ethics is that way. Reckon Grody just does ornery things sometimes so people will notice him, take an interest in him. He's a little simple-minded, but he ain't a bad kid at heart.
Is anybody bad in your book, Mr. Bramler?
Whoever killed Ellen Bates is. Watch step now. It's pretty dark back here.
Yeah. I hope nobody's dug a hole here someplace.
Ain't likely. No, I think the door is here at the corner somewhere, if I recollect rightly. It's been a while.
Watch it. Come on.
You all right?
Bruised my shins all. Now, who in the Sand Hill put all these boxes in front of the door?
You stop right there now. Don't you move.
He's got a rifle on us.
All right, don't try nothing, Mr. Dollar. Like I told you, he's a dead shot.
What you whispering about there?
Never you mind, Grody. You just put that gun down.
I'll put it up. Don't you move now. Let me get a flashlight.
It's Jed, Grody. Constable Bramler. Mr. Dollar's with me.
You stand still till I get a light on you. And then we'll see. Golly,
it is. Yes, didn't you recognize my voice?
Never can tell. People might try something funny. Try to break in. Something like that.
Well, now that you know who we are, Grody, how about having a look at that gun you're holding on us?
Well, I don't know. I guess if Constable Bramler says it's all right.
It's all right, Grody. Let him look at the gun.
All right, then. Here.
Thanks. Mind holding the flashlight here?
All right.
Well, at least this isn't the one. It's a .22.
What are you fellas up to, anyhow?
Grody, what did you do with that squirrel rifle you took from over Ben Bates' mantle? Well, Grody?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't?
Anybody says I done that is lying.
Nah. Don't get excited, Grody. We don't want to wake up this whole town while we're walking across there.
Where are we going, Constable?
Over to the city jail.
You're listening to yours truly, Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more right after this.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
The Ramsey Show.
When you're walking around with a little picket in your hand and you're saying, I demand $22 to work at McDonald's, then you don't get to bitch about inflation.
Yeah.
Because you caused it.
It's The Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Ammon. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
And now, let's get back to Bob Bailey starring as Johnny Dollar on When Radio Was.
Quiet night. Not even a mockingbird singing out there.
I wish that bird back in the cell would do some singing.
Yeah, he will. Always gets to bothering him after he's in for a while.
30 minutes hasn't bothered him much.
He'll talk pretty soon.
Provided, of course, he has anything to talk about.
I know that boy inside out. Now, whether he stole that gun or not, he's lying about something. I'm going to have to buy some oil one of these days. Doggone chair even gets on my nerves.
I don't think anything gets on your nerves, Mr. Bramler.
Well, the country up here has that kind of influence, I reckon. These hills are older than man. They've seen a lot of things come and go. Guess they kind of quiet a person down if he stays here long enough.
I doubt if this place is as quiet as it looks. I think there are things under the surface, like flint rocks in a field, and sooner or later they work to the top and break off a plowshare.
Yeah, happens sometimes.
Isn't there anyone you can think of who might have hated her, even slightly?
Mr. Dollar, if I was to say honestly who I thought was the best-liked person in this whole township, I would have to name my niece, Ellen Bates.
And yet somebody put a bullet through her head and fired at her from the brush without even any warning.
It's a fact.
There had to be a lot of hate behind that bullet. Or a lot of greed.
Same old tune, eh? Ben killed her for the insurance.
I keep coming back to it because nothing else makes any sense.
And neither does that.
He owed that mortgage to Martin Preeny, and the farm wasn't worth it.
Martin wasn't pressing him for it.
Maybe not. But if I tagged Ben right, he still felt the obligation, a sense of pressure.
$10,000 must have looked pretty big to him.
Not that big, Mr. Dollar.
Then there's Millie Wells, pretty as a picture and in love with him. And an invalid wife at home. Well, our pigeon's starting to chirp.
Mm-hmm. Let him think I ain't coming right away. He gets more anxious. Saves time in the long run.
Matter of understanding his nature, huh?
Something like that.
Constable Brandler?
What about your nature, Mr. Brandler?
Always was kind to my mother.
And your niece, too?
Meaning?
How did you and Ellen get along?
Fine. Just fine.
Constable!
Reckon he must be ready to talk now.
It's true. I was lying about it. I stole that gun, all right. But I ain't got it now.
Where is it, Brody?
I sold it to Mr. Martin Preeny to hang in his house.
Martin Preeny?
Yeah, can't figure Martin paying money for something to hang in the house. He's too tight-fisted.
He gave me $4 for it about 3 weeks ago.
That would be after Ellen was shot. And you took the gun the week before the murder.
Are you saying that I shot Miss Bates?
That gun was in your possession at the time, Grody.
Oh, she was the best friend I ever had. The only one in this town that ever treated me like somebody. I wouldn't have done nothing to hurt Miss Bates.
You had that gun, the same kind she was killed with.
Oh, that gun ain't been fired in years.
What?
Well, Miss Bates never did use it. Well, it's even got rust inside the barrel.
Grody, for your sake, I hope it has.
Now, here's our star to tell you about the final intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, one domino tips, the whole stack tumbles, and the last man falls with a crash. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Les Crutchfield, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
The penultimate episode of that five-part Johnny Dollar storyline, The Shady Lane Matter. It originally played out in July of 1956. And we will present the thrilling finale at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had Philo Vance Detective starring Jackson Beck, with the role of Ellen Deering handled by Joan Alexander. Now, those two also worked together on The Adventures of Superman. Beck was the announcer. But what about Alexander? Bet you can guess. I'll have the answer then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com brings you the essential collection of Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops Orchestra, a 3-CD collection of your favorite classical music and pop tunes. This Boston Pops collection features timeless classics from composers such as Peter Tchaikovsky, Johann Strauss, Oscar Hammerstein, George Gershwin, and many more. Yeah. enjoy popular instrumental hits such as Moonglow and Theme from Picnic, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, Laura, The Merry Widow Waltz, and so many more. All for the amazingly low price of $19.98. Order Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops Orchestra Essential Collection today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Pay just $19.98 and get a special bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code BOSTON77. Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now. This 3-CD set of Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops Orchestra can be yours today. Remember promo code BOSTON77 to get extra savings on shipping. That's BOSTON77 at 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com now. This offer is available for limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first 5 franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to Win Radio Wuzzer. Before the break, we're talking about actress Joan Alexander. We heard her as Ellen Deering in Philo Vance Detective, but I wanted to know the role that she played on Radio's The Adventures of Superman. An easy one. She was Lois Lane. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done, but please remember to stop by the website. We're at whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by radiospirits.com. This is your announcement.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.